The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
You look just the way you did the day I married you. Only difference is today I'm not dead drunk.
Cross over if I ever have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
More cold wind.
Well,
man, I cannot stand cold wind. I mean, and yesterday it was windy. Today it's wet. I think tomorrow we start to break out of this mess. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And we have a whole lot to do and a whole lot to talk about. Outdoors Ned was not with us Thursday because he was on Kentucky Lake catching crappie. And I talked to him today, and he's going to do a report today. But then Thursday, for his regular report, he's coming in with freshly fried crappie.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. So he'll tell us more about that. Yeah, oh yeah, that's a beautiful thing. He'll tell us more about that, I'm sure, today. Let me get one bit of business out of the way, then we'll get the Burke segment, and we'll take your calls, because we do have holy cow, there's a lot to talk about here today. Some of it has already been talked about by other radio personalities, but they didn't cover it all.
They usually don't.
They don't cover it all. They never cover it all. Let me share with you a very nice email that I got from somebody, actually a couple, Tina and Becky, a couple of chicks. Frank, wanted to thank you again for spreading the word about Jimmy Yin's. When my sister and I go to dinner, we go to places that neither one of us has been. After Jimmy Yin's, we will break that tradition because we are going back. They're breaking their tradition. Trying different restaurants. The owner, so nice. The place, fun and funky. And the food, capital letters, W-O-W. The lettuce wraps are especially wonderful. We've already told our husbands and some friends about it. We wanted to try the banana wontons, but we were stuffed. It is refreshing when a radio personality actually cares about the products and services he or she talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Bandanas. Great. Thomas Coffee, the best coffee around, and now Jimmy Yin's. And by the way, she says I have Germex in my purse. This is a good listener.
Yes.
Well, thank you for, anyway, just thanks for Jimmy Yin's.
Anyway.
And, and I'd like to read this part. It says, apparently this person was in Jimmy Yin's when I was there and saw me, because it says, P.S., pictures don't do you justice. You are a very handsome man.
Oh,
I hear that a lot.
No, I think
I can't see. I can't see.
She just lost all credibility.
Yeah. She was doing nice. You know what? She was doing fine. Yeah.
Maybe she's... Well, they do serve a beer there, right?
You know what?
Yeah. You got a couple of Sapporos, maybe?
Beer goggles.
Yeah.
She was drinking you purdy.
And she may have been looking at the owner, because didn't you guys tell me
she's
a good example
of
Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
I'll bet somebody... She said, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been not knowing this, and I think that's Frank O'Pinion. And they pointed to Terry, the owner, who looks just like Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Right.
You know what? That explains it.
Yeah.
Not that you're not good looking.
Oh, yeah. Well, ask Mimi Wolf. She thinks I'm really handsome.
Yeah.
I go by what she says. I don't care what anybody else says. I'm going by what she says.
Oh, so does Scott.
So here's the point, folks. This would be a great week to discover the place that everybody is writing me about, and everybody is thrilled to discover. Lunch this week would be a good time to discover Jimmy Yen's in Rock Hill across from the Hacienda. They do lunch and dinner 6 days a week, closed on Sunday. And I don't know what else to tell you except that you, too, just like everybody else, will rave about this place. And I'm going to tell you, too, and this doesn't sound like a very good way to sell a place, but I never would have stopped in there. And it's been open a year and a half, and I talked to all kinds of people who are within a mile of the place. They never stopped. There's nothing about where it sits that would make you want to go in there. It's just in a plain old little mall, strip mall. But wait till you see and taste what's in Jimmy Yen's, and it is very affordable. $5.50, $6.50, the entrees for lunch and dinner. Jimmy Yen's Asian Grill and Wok Bar, Rock Hill, on Manchester, right across the street from the Hacienda. You will be just like Tina and Vicky when you go. You will want to thank me. And if you have a couple of beers, you might too think I'm handsome. All right, couple of quick things. I'm going to every once in a while I reestablish and restate my vow that I'm going to try for the rest of my life to not be hateful. And I don't hate anybody, and I've said that before, but I was in the car very early this morning, and I flipped around the radio, and I listened to the morning show, and it was like the hate hour. It was like everybody just trashing and hating people they don't even know. So I'm going to once again make a conscious effort to not say hateful things about people I don't know. Now, that's different than making fun of people who deserve to be made fun of. That's a whole different
thing. Are you talking about all morning shows or just one particular?
Well, I'm talking about a couple in particular and one in particular, just spewing hate and venom, so we're going to try to not do that. And to the well-known TV, St. Louis TV personality whose name everybody knows, it's not Fort Chaffee. It's Fort Chaffee.
Fort Chaffee?
Yeah, on television, this person says, you know, the soldier that was killed in the fire drill.
In Arkansas.
Fort Chaffee.
Right.
This person on TV said in Fort Chaffee. And you would think, you know, that a seasoned veteran would know it's Chaffee. And that's really kind of it until we get past the Burke segment, which goes like this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Karen Vale, everybody.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
She must love Cole Wynn. Cole Wynn. Good weekend for her.
It's hard. It's just, it was an odd
one. Perks
weekend.
Them up.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I found the story about the runaway bride amusing, only because it seems like it'd be so easy just to say, look, I really don't think right now I want to marry you, instead of contriving this whole missing, then I'm kidnapped, and so I think it was Duluth, the community she's from, right?
Right.
And a couple people I saw interviewed said, you know, no ill will. We're glad she's safe. But I think we ought to send her an invoice for all the man hours.
I think they're charging her.
I couldn't agree more. I charge her with whatever you want.
They're going to charge her with making a false police report,
right,
or something.
Right. Bill her for all the hours those people put in to try to find her.
Okay. Oh. Here's my observation. Why is this a national news story?
I don't
Here's
know.
What you have. You just have a nutty bride who decides to do something stupid, and it happens all the time. The only news story here is once she's charged, then the news should be put out so that anybody else who wants to do something this stupid
right.
knows that it comes with a hefty price. But as far as the rest, you'd think that this was, all over the news. It's just a girl who did a dumb thing.
Really dumb.
A nut.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to get married. With all the things there are in the world, and we only have half hour, an hour for news, are you going to tell me there's nothing more newsworthy than a girl that ran out on her boyfriend? I don't get it.
Yeah, how about scrolling through all the missing children in the United States, or I don't know, something.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right, then Dan, to your Debbie, and to all mothers who have not experienced this yet, or are about to, or even to those of you that have.
Menopause?
Now I totally get it. No.
That was 10 years ago.
And your wife, Frank's probably gone through this already, but when you go shopping.
Yes, she has.
With your daughter.
Oh, there's more.
And my daughter, Amy, is 14 and a half. When you go shopping for that first formal kind of dress, and what's very popular this year is the long gown But when you go shopping with your daughter for those and they start trying them on, oh my goodness, that little girl has grown up right in front of your eyes, and it is amazing. So that was a very emotional thing for me this weekend, and I know there's a lot of moms that either have gone through it or
are
right now.
You're not crying, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm already over it.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to tell you what. When you see your daughter standing there in a formal floor-length
I've already done it. I've done it. You know my reaction? How much did that cost?
Yeah.
That was my reaction.
Your reaction.
That was my reaction.
Oh, boy.
What did you pay for that?
Pretty wild. So that's all I have.
All right. Anybody else in the Burke segment?
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much, Frank. Hey, I was watching last night. One of my favorite shows on TV now is on ABC. It's the Extreme Home Makeover.
Oh.
Ty Pennington.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see it last night?
Yes.
The guy
unbelievable.
The guy
lost his sight.
Yes.
That show was maybe the most emotional show I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. It was unbelievable.
There were people all over this country, I know, sitting at home sobbing while they're watching this.
Yeah.
I've seen one of those. Those are heart-wrenching shows.
Well, this thing last night. This guy... Well,
it was a two-hour special.
This guy got held up.
He worked in a store. He had two jobs, and he worked in a store, and some guy came in, just started shooting people.
Oh.
Two people got killed
and he got blinded.
He got blinded. He got hit in the eye with a bullet or something.
And he's completely blind.
Yeah.
And here's a young guy with a wife and kids working two jobs, and all of a sudden he's totally blind. And they built these people a house.
Holy cow, the house is just, it was unbelievable.
I told my wife, I said, we ought to find out who these people are and get them to build us a house. Have you ever seen a house more beautiful than this?
No.
You know, and this wasn't one of those, Habitat for Humanity, just sort of a basic house.
No.
This thing was a palace.
They do a good job.
Well, see, you said makeover. I thought that they take existing structures.
They do sometimes.
Sometimes they do. Other times they just bulldoze them over.
Is that right?
And they build a house in a week.
They couldn't have built this in a week.
Oh, yeah, they do it in a week because they talked to the contractor, and he said that he was really nervous and scared about building a house in a week. And they have crews that go 24 hours.
Well, this house had to be worth, wouldn't you agree, $400,000 or $500,000?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
and to see them, and what really made this so hard to watch was when they had a big truck or something parked in front of it, and they move it away, and she sees the house. And what was so sad is he can't see it.
Oh, yeah.
And this is really the reason they're doing it. And to watch him go through and try to feel the fabric on the wall or the carpet, it was the saddest thing. And it, rather than be, you know, mad or what's he going to do? I guess he's on TV and say, you know, I can't believe the guy stole my sight and I can't see this. He was smiling and crying at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
And what they did, they deliberately built it so he could find his way around the house, and they did it with sound. They had a fountain at the front door. They had chimes in a certain location. They had a little fountain in the house. They had a particular texture on one wall and another on another, so he could walk through and learn how to feel his way through
that.
I mean,
cool.
Somebody put more thought into this than just building a house.
And they had paths. They had a carpet path that he could, if he veered off of that, he knew that...
Yeah, the floors were this beautiful wood. Now, picture wood floors, but you know how people will lay a protective narrow? They carpeted a walkway even so that he, if he felt his feet get off on the hard floor, he knows he's off the path to the next room. If he stays on the carpet, it'll take him room to room. It's unbelievable.
But they brought a guy in that's a blind designer, and he helped design that. He's
okay,
a blind
well, that would explain how they knew so much about being blind.
Yeah, they brought him in, and then they went and did some research on being blind, and they ended up getting him a seeing eye dog, and they went to the families. Did you see them go to the families?
No, I just caught the part when they showed him their house.
They went to the other two families that were their kids were killed in that. Along with this guy that was shot, and they went and they gave them money from ABC. They gave them like $25,000, but also gave them their 15 minutes of fame and explained and let them tell a story about the person that
was
killed.
See, this is what you don't think about when you think about a piece of scum that walks in a store, shoots it up, he kills two people,
right.
He blinds a guy for the rest of his life who has a couple of kids. We really forget about that when we allow the courts to take 20 years to figure out what to do with these monsters. Hearing her describe the house. And she said, she's trying to tell him how the window's arched. And you could see he was just, I mean, he was desperately trying in his mind to see it. And the whole time he's just tears.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know what? It was like the old Queen for a Day, those sob stories.
Oh, I remember
Jack
that.
Bailey. Yeah. Holy cow. Yeah.
It was unbelievable. But that's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned it because I had never seen it. And I accidentally walked in the room and my wife. I thought like there's a funeral or somebody's died or something. And I walk in and she's sitting there and her lips quivering. And I started watching it, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. It's kind of weird because it's a real good news story,
right.
But it's a bad news
just
story that created the good news.
It's sad, but they're coming to St. Louis. They had a thing that scrolled across the screen. They said, send in your stories to ABC, and I guess they just pick one. And it's usually a family that's had some sort of something traumatic happen.
And let's make sure it's not
like
that family who now recently... They find out the dad set fire to his own mobile home. You loser, you scum.
That guy needs to just go away.
He's a scum.
He can't be caught on the street by anybody who contributed to the family.
Well, and imagine how his kids feel. I mean, his wife, okay, she's an adult, though. She's got to handle that. But the kids, imagine them having to know your own father torched your house.
I know. Any more? You got more?
I just wanted to say hi to this girl named Paula and all of her friends that were in town for this beauticians convention, or I don't know what kind of convention it was, but they're from Springfield, Illinois.
You just said it was a beautician.
Yeah.
Why did you say if you didn't know?
I don't know. I guess hairstylist is what they call it.
Oh, you mean you don't know the proper term?
Yeah, the proper term.
Yeah.
Hairstylist.
Stylists. Yeah. Yeah.
But they,
don't bother to ask them.
She asked me to say hi to them, and it's the Springfield Paula and the Springfield something, and I forgot. I didn't have my recorder, and I didn't write it down, but it's like Springfield... The Springfield
That's good. The
girls.
Springfield.
Illinois.
Right.
Well, let's
hello, Paula.
Let's take a minute to look at what Dan has done. He meets some really cool chicks.
Yeah.
They're nice enough to say, we listen all the way. Mm. And all they ask is, could you say hi to Paula and the... And he doesn't bother to write it down.
No.
That's all they ask.
Sorry.
So they're all listening now.
Sorry.
Not anymore.
No.
They said, can you say it? Say hi to us in the Burke segment. Okay.
They turned us off just now. It's over.
I don't blame them.
Terry Daly, everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
Yeah, I knew you had something. I could just...
No, I got nothing.
You were holding
back. No, what I was going to say is I got nothing because I've either got a cold or I've got the effects of...
pollen?
Yes.
Mm.
How did you know I was going to say that?
Because I know a lot of people have it.
Oh,
it's like having a cold.
Yeah, I cut my grass this weekend, and then I started feeling like...
Wait a minute.
Don't you have a wife?
She was out playing golf.
Are you serious?
She was?
Hold on.
Wait a
minute. Just like a woman.
Let me slap you. Hang on. I'm coming. I'm going to slap you across the face.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
That's true. I was home cutting the grass while she was out playing golf with her friends. That's it. I don't know if I'm sick or if I'm just going through that pollen.
You know what? You deserve to be sick.
I agree with you.
You're a heart patient.
I absolutely agree with you.
You are a heart, and shame on her.
Yeah.
See ya, knowing you're a heart patient.
Now, wait.
So why don't you cut the grass while I play golf? Maybe when I come home, you'll be dead of a heart attack.
Yeah, that new riding mower, that's a tough thing to do.
Hey, you still have to get off and on it.
You have to go outside. You have to push that button to open the garage door.
And don't you have to push it out of the garage?
You can drive it out of the garage, but you have to... Open the gate to get to the backyard.
You could die.
Put the dogs in.
Sure.
Isn't there vibration involved in that thing too?
Well, sure. That's what screwed up my.
And your bones are not what they used to be.
No.
Shake your bones.
You could break a hip. Break a hip riding on that lawnmower.
The Burke segment. Oh, do you have more?
No.
Burke segment is official. Well, Paula, sorry. Tell your friends, man.
Really?
If you told any of us but Dan. We'd know the name of your entourage, of you stylists. And you know what Dan probably did? Dan probably cost us a nice night after the show tonight, if you know what
beautiful.
I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I think they might
haircuts.
Have been lined up here going, what time you guys get off?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and free haircuts, except for me. But no, that's not going to happen now.
Blank J's for DJs.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to say B. I think you can say B.
BJ's for DJs.
BJ's for DJs, yeah. And they're hairstylists, so you folks know what we mean. Blow dry. No, wait.
Blow dry.
No,
yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, okay, forget it.
Got it.
All right. Take a quick break. We come back. We'll take your calls, and that would be at 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. I belong to some guy yesterday asked me if I was a member. And he named a country club, and I said, no, I'm not. I said, the only thing I'm really a member of is First Community Credit Union, because you join that, and I don't know what country clubs go for, anywhere from $5,000 to $50,000, I guess, to join. So I decided to join First Community Credit Union because it costs $1. It costs $1. For every account you open a supplemental account. It's some governmental legal thing, but it's only $1. And now you legally can belong to a great credit union, which, of course, is First Community Credit Union. Motorcycle loans, boat loans, as well as car loans. I mention that because I don't seem to hear any banks inviting the boaters and the bikers to come in and take out a loan. They'd love to have you as a member. And they say member because you're more than just a customer. You are a member. The members own the credit union. So if you'll visit the website, it'll answer all your questions. Well, banks have this. Does First Community Credit Union have this? And there's a whole list of those things, and the answer to just about every one of those is yes, 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 yes. So check it out at firstcommunity.com. First Community Credit Union.
If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, you're paying too much. Why not say yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage?
I think it's time to refinance. Can you help me?
Yes, American Equity Mortgage can help you get a new low rate today. Get loan approval in just hours and close as fast as 1 week.
I don't remember what I'm paying. Is it worth the call?
Yes, today's low rates make now the perfect time to call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. We can save you hundreds of dollars every month with perfect or less than perfect credit. If you're paying more than 4%, say yes.
Yes.
Yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. Call 24 hours a day, 314-878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage. The future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Now that spring is here, AAMCO wants to make sure your transmission is in tip-top shape with their new Power Purge program. And right now, if you mention the spring special, you can have the Power Purge and engine oil change service at AAMCO for only $97. $97, but you must mention that you heard it here on the Big 550 KTRS. The new Power Purge program is a total transmission fluid exchange. There's anywhere from 10 to 20 quarts of transmission fluid in your vehicle. Some places replace only 4 to 6 quarts. AAMCO, they replace virtually 100% of the transmission fluid. AAMCO's new Power Purge for only $97 at one of the 5 locally owned and operated AAMCO transmission centers in Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and in St. Charles. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or see the white pages for the center nearest you. Call for the $97 Power Purge and engine oil change today. For a job done right, guaranteed at a price that's right, AAMCO. AA. MCO.
Offer good for a limited time. Participating centers only. Available on most cars. Filter and gasket not included. Not available for vehicles with internal transmission problems.
What's the difference between having your home for sale and having your home being sold? It's Realty Executives of St. Louis. Realty Executives is the real estate company named for its sales staff because their highly trained professionals are executives, not just agents. They know real estate. They know St. Louis. And most importantly, they know how to get your home sold fast, wherever you may live. Realty Executives International has offices all across the USA and has sold hundreds of thousands of homes. They're locally owned and operated by the Matuszek family. So you have over 70 years of combined local experience and local connections on your side. You want your home sold fast? Realty Executives of St. Louis understands that, and they can help. It's a philosophy that doesn't involve an agent just planting a for sale sign in your front yard. It is a philosophy of advising you how to prepare your home to sell, marketing your home, and guiding you through the paperwork to the end goal, selling your home. Hire the true professionals to help you sell your home in St. Louis. That's Realty Executives of St. Louis, 314-756-9100.
Neither Business Week nor its licensees are licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Trading securities can involve high risk and the loss of any funds invested. What do thousands of successful investors know that you don't? Find out at a free Business Week Investor Education event coming to your area. You'll discover how everyday investors like you can learn how to take control of their lives and attain financial freedom. Let me emphasize that Business Week Investor Education is not just for financial experts. It's for anyone who would like to generate more income, increase their net worth, and master their financial destiny. Does that sound like you? If so, I urge you to attend this free event. Write down this number, 1-800-INVESTING. Call now and get a free gift when you attend. Call 1-800-INVESTING. 1-800-INVESTING.
Hey, Bob, can you give me a hand with this couch?
Are you kidding? Not with my back. I can't lift much of anything these days. Moving that couch will put me out of commission for a week.
The agony of lower back pain is never pleasant. Imagine living with throbbing pain in your back that lasts hours or even days. If you're 18 to 65 years of age and currently suffering from lower back pain, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research trial of an investigational medication for the relief of lower back pain. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and investigational medication at no cost and may be compensated up to $600 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If lower back pain is bothering you and preventing you from doing the things you want to do, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. Mammy,
the St. Louis area's own Mammy, Alan DeBoer.
Who?
Or Pete?
Is it Pete or Alan?
Yeah, he's calling Pete.
Pete, he likes DeBoer. To be called Alan Pete, Pete DeBoer. This is the second CD he sent us. Remember, he sent one a week or two ago. Bring him up there. What?
I'm coming. Hope and pray that I'm not late.
Oh, yeah, Pete.
Oh, man.
He's, 70 or 80 or something?
Yeah,
let me see that thing. Let's just take a minute here to try one more. Go to, Cut to Moonlight Bay. Is this one? We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay.
Yeah,
that song?
Yeah, no, that
would be good. He ought to do real well on that. Alan Pete DeBoer, St. Louis's own.
We were sailing along.
Oh, he's got a partner. Duet.
On Moonlight Bay.
I think he's harmonizing with himself, maybe.
The voices ringing.
Could be.
They seem to say,
he has a good time making CDs.
You have stolen my heart.
All right, that's pretty good. Let's do Thor. Shine on Harvest Moon.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, I love that one.
I bet he handles this one really well. Pete DeBoer.
Shine on, shine on Harvest Moon.
Discovered multi-tracking.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is like perfect music for him. He's got a perfect voice.
January, February, June, July.
All right. I like it.
You know what this reminds me of, playing songs like this, what we haven't played in at least 2 years, and you probably won't want to play it again, but... the beautiful song by Red Peters about his dog that he lost. Yeah. I mean, it was a heart-rending.
It was.
And we haven't played it in a while.
It was more beautiful before the FCC got so strict. And it wasn't as beautiful anymore. But it's a great song. Oh. It's a great song about a dog, like Old Shep.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's beautiful.
Can't beat a good dog song. All right, we're off to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Ray. How are you?
How's it going?
Going all right. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing all right.
How can we help you?
Oh, you know what? I listen to you guys all the time. I had the wrong station. I dialed up your number.
Well, who were you trying to call? Come on, who are you trying to call?
Oh, you're gonna make fun of me.
No, we're not. Who are you trying to call?
A sports station, just a couple of notches up.
We answer sports questions.
Which station is it?
KFNS.
Oh, we got it, buddy.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Who's that?
Have you ever heard of what is it again? K what?
Sports.
KSNS.
KFNS, right?
KSNF.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
Oh, I haven't heard of it, but we can answer a question.
No, we don't. We're not familiar with that. But what's your sports question?
Well, you know, I don't know. I was calling to see what you guys thought about the Cardinals' chances.
Oh, man.
The chances are real good.
Great. Yeah, I'll say good.
They're very good.
Pretty good.
They're on fire. They're hot on fire. They didn't do that well in Atlanta, but one series. And I think they've only lost two series this season.
And they're still in first place. I mean,
sure.
Yeah,
are you talking baseball, though, or football Cardinals?
Oh, baseball.
Baseball.
Well, good point, because Warner now is with the football Cardinals.
Right. So what is your question?
You were talking baseball Cardinals.
Yeah, I was definitely talking baseball.
Oh,
Are you serious?
No, he's serious.
Is there going to be like a challenge between Jim Hart and Kurt Warner this year for who's number one?
Jim Hart. A long time.
Who's Jim Hart?
Hey, Ray, I guess you just learned the best sports dialogue is right here on the Big 550.
Hey, you guys are great. I listen to you all the time, Frank.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. I actually believe he does. He just jumps off for sports picks every once in a while. And that's okay. Hello, Alan.
Hi, AM and the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hi, Karen.
Well, Alan, hello.
In reference to your comments about buying your daughter her first formal.
Yes, sir. Alan.
Holy cow. Hope he's okay.
I do, too. I think we lost his signal.
Dan, outdoors net next hour, right? No, I can't hear you.
What? Outdoors Ned.
You said
this
Outdoors
hour.
Dan.
Is this hour?
Outdoors Dan. Dan again?
Yeah.
No, I said Outdoors Ned.
No, you said Dan.
I think you said Dan.
No, can you play it back?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put money on it. I said
really?
Outdoors Ned next hour.
Okay, $10.
You said Outdoors Dan.
$10. Make it 50.
All the way around the room?
Make it 100.
All the way around the room?
Make it 5. Make it 5.
Around the room. Outdoors Ned.
500?
No, what? $5.
Oh, $5.
Because I know I said outdoors.
Make it around the room for $5.
Make it
around the room for
$1,000. With me. But I know you did.
Can we play it back eventually?
Yeah.
Right. I want to hear it back.
All right.
Sorry, is it a bet or not?
Oh, it's a bet, all right.
$5?
Oh, yes. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
$5.
Anybody else want any of this?
Any of the
action? No, I'll just celebrate with you, Terry.
No, he said outdoors. He said Dan.
I think he
said
Dan.
He said Dan?
Yeah.
Do you want $5 of this?
Sure.
Okay.
I said Ned.
I said Outdoors Ned. So I'll take it all. $5. I get 5, 10, 50, 20 bucks. I'll take it. Are we going to go to him now?
It's great.
Are you going to replay it?
Well, he can't right now.
We have
to take a break to replay it. Apparently, we're going to Outdoors Ned, so let's do it.
Oh.
Any minute.
Really?
Let's do it any second.
Holy cow.
Let's do it, like, right now.
There you go, abuse boy.
You call me abuse.
Man, you're good.
I called you peon.
It's for what, a bet?
Well, he wasn't with us last Thursday because he was at Kentucky Lake catching crappie to cook to feed us this coming Thursday. Ladies and gentlemen, Outdoors Ned Spurk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hello,
Ned.
Ned.
This is Outdoors Dan.
No. No, you know better and I know better. So you couldn't get a signal on the lake.
Could get a signal anywhere near the lake, and there was only one phone in town, for goodness sake. So found out later at a place called Kirk's Conoco. They have the only Southwestern Bell has taken out. They used to have a phone at the dock there.
Mm-hmm.
They have one at the lovely resort where we stayed. don't know what they're thinking.
Well, you know, though, there's nothing wrong with not being able to call anybody for a day or so.
Karen, I couldn't do my outdoors net. I was sick of it.
Well, that's all right. We have you now.
Well, give us a little recap. How was it was cool.
Oh, it was cold. It was windy and rainy.
Yeah,
and
like
we fished through all that nonsense on Thursday and Friday. Saturday we played golf, and that was equally miserable.
Yeah.
Fished Sunday morning. Sunday morning, the day we came home, of course, was gorgeous.
Why would you play golf when it's cold?
I don't know. It was.
Why would you go? I don't do that. I call somebody and go, I'm not going to make it. It's too cold. I don't want to do it. I just won't be miserable.
It was a toss. Well, the deal was we had five guys staying in two small rooms, and all we had to eat was frozen white cat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds romantic.
So I wanted to get out of there.
That is romantic.
I would have, too.
There's nothing more romantic than five guys in a cabin with white cat.
You betcha.
We caught 80 nice crappie, though. And I want to bring some of them in and cook them this coming Thursday. Yeah, everybody like fish there, Karen?
Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, Ned.
Have you filleted them already?
Oh, yeah.
So they're not frozen?
No. Well, they are frozen now.
All
yeah,
right.
I'm not going to keep them. I froze them, and then I'll thaw them out and cook them up Thursday and bring them in.
All right, how long before you get here will you actually drop them in the grease?
I'm going to do it right before.
All right.
I'm going to probably do it right around noon.
That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure a way to keep them crispy, though. I don't know how to, because there's no oven out there, a stove, is there?
Yeah.
Well, there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I crisp them up when I get out there, then.
Okay.
But I'm excited about it. Well, I'm going to post...
You are excited.
Oh, man.
Hey, should we bring some... should we bring our own tartar sauce? Or
don't put yourself out, Dan. Let me do everything.
Okay.
Nobody puts tartar sauce on fried fish cooking next to the...
Dan, I'm with you. I do, too.
Yeah.
Maybe a little ketchup.
If it's good crappie, you shouldn't cover it up with
stand
anything.
Stand alone.
You bet salt.
Hey Ned, good. I talked to a guy who went to high school with you.
Oh, my God.
A guy named Jeff Howitt, who said he didn't realize that you were the guy he went to high school with, because I don't know if Ned, I know another guy named Ned, and it's short for Edward Spurk. Is your real name Edward?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, he didn't realize you were you. He listens to you all the time. He didn't realize you were you.
Jeff Howitt. How is he?
Oh, he's fine. Yeah.
And you told me one time too that you say that's your name just because it's too complicated to tell people the truth, but your real name is Nedward. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not Edward. It's actually Nedward.
Yeah. Edward. No, but when it's
I've never heard that.
But people hear it as Edward, so he just goes, I'm Edward, but it's really Nedward Spurk.
Was that a family name?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, I had my grandfather was Nedward as well.
Nedward Spurk?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Jeff Howitt, I think his real name is Jeffrey.
That could be.
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt that. I've never heard that, but I'll ask him next time I see him.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
how
right.
You knew him?
That's how I knew him.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, here's what I'm going to do before I get out there. I'm gonna take these fillets, and I'm going to soak them in 7-Up.
Ooh,
what?
Oh, yeah. Wow. I know people that use. Well, I know people that use Sprite.
Yeah.
If they can't get 7-Up.
I'm going to learn something about this.
Sweeten it a little bit. Makes them sticky.
All
right.
And you pat them dry a little bit. Oh. You can use some eggs on them if you want, but all you need to do then, take a half a thing of Italian breadcrumbs and half crushed cornflakes.
Hmm.
Put it in a plastic bag. Put those fillets in there and shake up the bag.
No cornmeal?
No cornmeal. I use Italian breadcrumbs and cornflakes.
Okay.
And then we drop those. We get the grease real hot, and then we put a wooden kitchen match into the grease. And as soon as one ignites, then it's the right temperature. And then we drop those fillets in there, and those babies are done in about 2 minutes.
Well, I hope this is good, because I like cornmeal.
Oh, well, you got to try this, then. You'll be the test.
You ever use, what's it called, Andes?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Andes is good. I like, mix it up for a change. The other thing is, once we eat these things, you can save them, the ones you don't eat, and you can put them on a salad. I call it cold crappie salad.
Cold crappie salad.
Oh, it's real good. I can't wait till Thursday now. I'm excited again.
All right.
Yeah, you are.
We're looking forward to it.
All right. Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being had. And all I'm going to say is bring plenty. Because you got a lot of people in here, and crappie fillets aren't that big, so you're going to need half of that 80.
Well, we're going to bring a few. We'll have a good time.
Yeah, that means you're
few. That means three.
Four.
All right, we'll see you Thursday.
You bet.
All right, Ned. Outdoors, Ned Spurk.
Ned. Wow.
Nedward Spurk.
Nedward.
I've never heard that. Edward J. Spurk.
With fried fish, and I don't really care what kind. And there are people, I don't find it. It's in the middle of the road. You either love them or you can't stand them. Mm. Hush puppies.
Oh, I love hush puppies.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, I do
too. Oh, my gosh. Do you like
dough.
Them?
Yeah, if they're done right.
Yeah.
I don't like them burned and hard.
No, no, no.
What kind of dough do they use?
It's a cornmeal base with onion in it and maybe a little green pepper or something. And, you know, fast food-wise at all the fish places, the ones that have the best, I think, are Captain D's. Oh, my goodness.
I would like to go to Snopes.com to find out if it's true. I heard that they got its name from cowboys sitting around a fire. And dogs started barking, and they'd fry this cornmeal and throw it to the dogs and say, "Hush, puppy." And that's where it got its name.
That could be.
It makes sense,
it
but it sounds like a made-up story.
Yeah.
Well, either you made it up or it
no, could. I didn't make it up. Sounds
it could
like somebody
be.
Else.
That could be.
Yeah. But boy, they're good.
They're good.
All right. I'm going to sell somebody a car right now. We're going to sell a Chevrolet.
Chevy.
Johnny Londoff, how are you?
Frank, how are you? I'm doing great.
I'm doing great, too. Had a weird but nice weekend.
A weird but nice weekend?
It was weird. It was weird, but
okay.
It was nice. Yeah. How about you?
Well, I just had a nice weekend. I can't even mention that it was weird. I had a great weekend. But,
well, good. All the dealerships are closed on Sunday. Let me ask you real quickly. That's not a law. It's just a gentleman's agreement, sort of, among the dealers. Is that right?
As far as Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is concerned, as family-oriented as we are, it is a law.
Okay.
I mean, we don't even open on Christmas Eve. We haven't been open on Christmas Eve.
Right, but there's no state law. There's no state law that says a dealership. But I think it's interesting that they all honor each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, one doesn't jump out there.
It's surprising, really, that nobody's ever said, screw the rest of those guys.
I think
well, you know, we figure Monday through Saturday, when you look at the total hours that we're open from 8:30 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 8:30 till 6 on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturday, that's enough time to come out and buy a Chevrolet car and truck, especially at the prices that we offer.
Mm. Yeah, and they say, too, that a lot of people actually make their final decision on Sunday when they just go and browse and look at the lot, and then they come in on Monday and close the deal.
That's a great point. There's a lot of people, a lot of consumers that love to just walk and look and not be bothered.
What do you think somebody might have looked at yesterday that they're ready to come in and buy today?
I guarantee you they were looking at this super, super hot Chevy Cobalt 11-290.
You keep thinking that's a mistake.
Automatic transmission, four-door Chevy Cobalt. That thing stickers for $15,120.
Every week we think that's a mistake, and you'll correct it the next week.
No, we just, why? We're just selling them like hotcakes.
Give me one more example.
One more? That's all I can give? We have so many. One more example is the 2005 Chevy Malibu for only $14,490. Over $5,200 savings on that vehicle, and that can be purchased on a smart buy for only $199 a month. No money down.
All right. Open tonight till what? 9 o'clock?
9:30, 10, 10:30. Until you want to keep coming by, we will stay open.
If somebody came in at 9 o'clock and said, I really just want to keep looking around before I make a decision, and they want to look till 11, you'll stay there.
You might help them along with the process.
Yeah.
All right. Give them that phone number.
314-837-1800.
All right. He knows that I was going to send somebody down just to do that. That's the Washington.
Please do. We'll probably sell him a car.
You probably will. The Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet by the low overhead way. We'll talk later in the week.
Did I tell you we own our building a lot?
No.
Hmm. Yeah. Something new here.
Wow.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Johnny.
See you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, that's something new.
Yeah.
That is something new. We have time to go to the phones. I think we... Do you have a break?
Yeah.
All right. Peon says we have to break, and then we're going to go check the tape and get my $20 on the Big Five.
Oh, don't break so hard.
Attention all drivers, this is your tire speaking, not only for myself, the front driver's side tire, but also for the three other tires riding below you. We're tired. We're worn out. We've run circles to get you and your passengers where you need to be. We are bald. We have wrinkles. We need to retire. And so do you. So hear this.
It's Auto Tire's two-day sale, this Monday and Tuesday only. Every tire is on sale, every size, every performance level. Thousands of brand names have been reduced. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental. Plus, Auto Tire made a special buy on Uniroyal American Gold All-Season Tires. Save $100 on a set of four with a 70,000-mile tread warranty. These sale prices are below Auto Tire's lowest bottom line price, and everything's included. Don't miss Auto Tire's two-day sale, this Monday and Tuesday only, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. See Auto Tires ad in Sunday and Monday's Post.
Take it from your tires. You ought to go to Auto Tires' two-day sale.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan, only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand, regardless of your credit history, and we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide. So if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, choice my blue.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
Just made $20 in the studio.
It was a trick.
Some people, I didn't even instigate.
We had to listen to the tape.
I'm not the one that said, let's bet on it.
Don't you
call that
up yet.
And the tricky part was Dan Outdoors Ned next hour. Yeah, and they heard Dan and Outdoors and thought it was Outdoors Dan. And it's Dan Outdoors Ned next hour. I'm talking to Dan, asking him where Ned's
trickster.
Coming on. Well, no, you just misheard.
You're practicing trickinology.
He even tricked me and he was talking to me.
All right. We have so much. Dan, would you grab that call, please?
Yeah.
Dan's going to take a call. Next hour, I really would like to talk about, because I'm going to be the first person, at least, that I know of, I haven't heard anybody do this, who's going to doubt this teen survival story of these two kids. I'll tell you something. You wait. I won't be surprised if today or tomorrow or the next day we find out we've got another story that's not quite true. 6 days in the ocean and no water, and they said they drank
seawater.
You can't drink seawater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no food. Something's wrong.
And
here.
They were picked up around Cape Fear. Is that right?
No, that's where they left from, and they went with the tide up to Charleston, South Carolina.
But here's the thing.
Oh,
6 days in the ocean, and I saw them. In the hospital.
I did too.
Yeah.
The older one, the dark haired kid, he did not look like
he'd been out in the ocean.
Maybe he was dehydrated, but he didn't look burned or, you know, suffering from exposure.
Well, here's the other thing. How weak would you be after 6 days? For the whole 6 days, were they in the boat?
Well, that's the way I understood it. I heard they took off from that island. And then drifted, and maybe I misheard, but they were picked up around.
No, but you know what? There's something real funny.
And they jumped in
here.
When it got real hot. They jumped in the water, but the sharks would come around, then they jumped out.
Yeah, that's the other thing that bothers me.
I don't think
it's almost too dramatic. We tried to get out of the boat, but the sharks came around us, so we jumped back in the boat.
Well, who would get out of the boat?
Well,
if you knew there were
sharks.
I want to see you get out and then crawl back in. After as weak as you would be, there's something funny here. I know nobody wants to hammer them and say, wait a minute, but we'll watch this one. And I'm not going to be surprised if we find out that this just doesn't seem right to me. They looked a little bit too healthy.
Yes, especially the dark-haired guy.
Healthy. Almost like when the cameras left and doors closed, the one guy called the other guy's room and go, we got him.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a quick bit of business here. Amco, we don't have time for the song, so I'm just going to tell you what Amco Ranger, if the jingle were playing now, it would tell you, don't call a stranger, call Amco Ranger at 636-BUGS, 636-441-BUGS, Amco Ranger Pest Control, the people who helped literally create the system called Centricon, which is the gold standard for detecting and getting rid of termites, and you don't want termites. This is a terrific company that has come to our house for 25 consecutive years, four times a year. Whether you have a one-time need or you want quarterly service, don't call a stranger. Call 636-441-BUGS. A.M. C.O. Amco Ranger, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. All is forgiven, at least from his standpoint.
I forgive her. I forgave her 5 minutes after I found out exactly what happened. You know, I don't see why everybody else can't give her a second chance as well. We all, you know, get second chances every day.
John Mason, the jilted groom of Jennifer Wilbanks, who tells the Sean Hannity radio show he still wants to walk down the aisle.
She asked me if I still wanted to marry her, and I said absolutely.
Police are still trying to decide whether to charge Wilbanks with a crime. She had told them she had been kidnapped and caused a $100,000 search around her hometown of Duluth, Georgia. Mason says can't comment on that.
I can't explain the last 3 or 4 days. All I can do is just love her and try to help her get by it, get past it, and figure out, you know, why and hopefully, you know, solve or fix or make better the problem that made her, you know, do this.
Wilbanks herself is preparing a statement, he says, that should be ready this week. Lindy England, the soldier who had been seen holding an Iraqi prisoner by a leash at Abu Ghraib, pleading guilty today to several charges against her. She is expected to get no more than 30 months behind bars. Meantime, an interpreter at Guantanamo Bay has written a book about interrogation techniques there. ABC's John Cochran says physical and sexual abuse were common.
He says the theory was that one way you break down a detainee is to divorce him from his religion. And if you can make him feel unclean, unworthy in the eyes of God, he becomes weaker and therefore more likely to be broken down. Eric Saar told us that he thinks this was a stupid strategy, that all it did was alienate some of these prisoners down there, some of whom have been released and sent back to Afghanistan where they were captured. He says if they weren't enemies of the United States, well, some of them are now.
Those who sexually abuse children will be watched more closely in the state of Florida, and that's the message from Governor Jeb Bush today.
Today, with great pride, I will sign the Jessica Lunsford Act into law.
9-year-old Jessica Lunsford kidnapped, raped, and killed by a convicted sex offender this year. The new law requires sexual predators to be tracked using a global positioning satellite. MoneyScope, Dow gained 59 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
Breathtaking villa with panoramic ocean view, $15 million. Marketed through the Coldwell Banker Previews International Program. Historic waterfront estate, $5.5 million. Marketed through the Coldwell
Banker. The Coldwell Banker Previews International Program markets exquisite luxury homes and estates to buyers the world over. Our unique marketing program allows us to reach affluent buyers directly and confidentially. Coldwell Banker brokerages handle an average of $97 million in luxury home sales every day. For more information, call a Coldwell Banker Previews International Specialist today or visit us at coldwellbankerpreviews.com.
Outstanding farmland estate featuring river shoreline and hardwood forest. $15 million. Marketed through the Coldwell
Average
Banker.
Based on closed and recorded sales transactions for homes that sold for $1 million or more is reported by affiliates in the Coldwell Banker franchise system for the calendar year 2004. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. The one-year process of developing the comprehensive master plan for the downtown St. Louis riverfront could begin soon. A design team will be announced this evening for developing that master plan. The Great Rivers Greenway District's Board of Directors will vote on the team recommended at 6 o'clock. Eye examinations would be covered. Glasses would not. Motorized wheelchairs will be covered, but not batteries to operate them. Missouri House and Senate negotiators have agreed on a final plan for funding Missouri's Medicaid program. It now must pass both chambers before it goes to Missouri's governor. The new poll says affordable health care is a higher priority for Missourians than Social Security and Medicare or jobs in the economy. That poll released this morning, marking National Cover the Uninsured Week. Missouri Foundation for Health President Dr. James Kimmy tells KTRS News at least a third of Missourians polled fear they soon may lose their health insurance.
A larger percentage are aware that their employers may increase the amount that they have to pay health insurance. And indeed, when you look at employers, about three-quarters of employers say that they're going to have to increase the amount that their employees pay.
Kimmy says about 80% of the uninsured are either working or in working families. According to the poll, 30% of Missourians say health care coverage should be Washington's top priority. After terrorism, national security in Iraq, compared to 28% who say Social Security, Medicare, and 21% who say jobs in the economy. Money to extend Metrolink further into St. Louis City and County included in a transportation bill. It's now heading to the U.S. Senate. St. Louis Congressman Russ Carnahan tells KTRS News the proposed project would extend Metrolink through one of three possible corridors.
It gives authorization for these projects, and while we have some Metrolink expansion going on now, the next major phase really needs to be a north-south corridor, and this has language in it for a southern corridor.
Carnahan says economic development and jobs are at stake. About 100 students at Riverview Gardens High School continue to skip class. They continue to protest the firing of Principal Clem Ucoma. KTRS's Steve Klotz has the story.
Those students are being marked absent, and Superintendent Henry Williams says they aren't allowed back on campus on a day that they protest.
Because if they're running back and forth to campus, then obviously they don't want to be there.
But school board member Reverend Tommy Pearson says he doesn't see the students giving in anytime soon.
The students love the man, so he's making an impact. Why would you get rid of someone who's making that kind of positive impact upon our students, especially a school that needs help?
The superintendent and the school board president, Marlene Terry, say their decision will not be changed. As for why Ucoma was let go, they say they cannot comment because the decision was made in executive session.
And funeral arrangements pending for a 20-year-old Wildwood soldier killed during a training exercise this weekend in Arkansas. Private Paul Varner was with the 4th Brigade, 10th Mountain Division. On Wall Street, the Dow up 59 for the day, NASDAQ up 7, the S&P up 5. The KTRS Weather Plus forecast from News Channel 5 meteorologist John Fuller. Frost is possible overnight, a low down to 35, and tomorrow partly cloudy in a high of 62. It's 56. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date.
This time of year, many parents worry about covering their kids with mosquito repellent containing DEET. I'm Vicki Newton from News 4, and today when you get home, I have good news. The latest on two new DEET-free products that the government says are safe and really work. Then at 10.
Missouri got $230 million from the Department of Homeland Security to make us safe from terrorism. See why, in spite of the millions given to our region, we may not be any safer than we were 4 years ago. A News 4 investigation, tonight at 10.
It's a new groundbreaking episode of Monday's most watched show, CSI Miami. You'll start by seeing how a crime ends. Guns drawn. Down on the ground, a child in the middle, all on the steps of the Miami courthouse.
The girl belongs to me.
But just wait until you see how it all began.
I got angry enough to kill.
Don't miss the first of four new CSI Miamis in May.
Tonight at 9 on KMOV, Channel 4.
$150 million in available prizes.
Road to Riches.
Can you hear it?
We know how you want to ride.
Play Road to Riches.
Can you hear it?
Play Illinois Lottery's Road to Riches. There are 8 hot new games and over $150 million in total available prizes, including a second chance. You can win a golden key to a brand new ride with $25,000 to $1 million inside. So go ahead, play Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. See retailer for details. Have fun. Play responsibly.
Tonight, superstar Sheryl Crow in her first local TV interview since hitting the big time. A Deanne Lane exclusive from Life on the Road.
My heart really fell.
To Life with Lance.
Any plans for the two of you?
And how she's staying true to her Missouri roots.
I have a lot of great memories of being in St. Louis.
Deanne Lane with megastar Sheryl Crow. Tonight at 10 on News Channel 5.
Mom, why'd you pick Chris to go on Wheel of Fortune's Mom and Me Week instead of me?
Well, dear, Chris has just always been better with words.
And spelling and grammar.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess he was better with words and I was better at math.
No, he was better at math too, dear.
Well, all right, well, that's fair. I mean, he got the brains, I got the good looks.
Oh, well.
From beautiful Kansas City, it's Mom and Me Week on Wheel of Fortune. Contestants and their moms team up to play for cash and prizes.
Tonight at 6:30, only on News Channel 5.
At Dobbs, we have the best trained technicians and the friendliest service managers. We know cars. But you know what we care about most? You, our customer. We want you to be happy. We want your car to run great. Really, it's all about you.
Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers.
Really, it's all about you.
And when you're looking for great tires and expert auto care, where's the most convenient place to go? Dobbs. Dobbs has the most locations in town, one near you. So for your car, light truck, or SUV, you know where to go. Straight to one of our convenient locations, the most in town. Straight to Dobbs. And now, come into any convenient Dobbs Tire and Auto Center location. Buy 4 Michelin passenger or light truck tires, and you'll get a $50 Visa prepaid card as our gift to you. Offer ends May 28th. That's a $50 Visa prepaid card from us to you when you buy 4 Michelin passenger or light truck tires at Dobbs.
Do something sweet for Mom this year, like a DQ Mother's Day cake. Layers of delicious chocolate and vanilla soft serve separated by rich fudge crunch. Do one and DQ something different.
Hi, I'm Diane. I'm a transcriptionist at Metro Imaging's West County office. For same day results, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Auto Tire's two-day sale is going on now. Every tire is on sale from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Save up to $100 on a set of four. Today, you ought to go to Auto Tire.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Come on, everybody. Get up.
Wonder how much does he hate it or does he love it?
That's what makes his money.
Yeah. It's a love-hate thing. You hate singing it, but you love what it did for you. Oh, this is good.
Oh, it's a dance montage? Yeah, I like it.
This is Barry White.
Right, yeah.
Is the mashed potato on this?
I don't know.
Is this Jive Bunny?
I think so, yeah.
I think it is. It has to be.
Can we let it go into the third one?
Crank it up.
I love it.
This has to be Jive Bunny.
Oh, I'd want to get a copy of this, Ian.
If you ever want a great out at the patio.
Think you said that?
The patio, just non.
I think you made a mistake.
Just non-stop, you know, while you barbecue, play outside. If you've got a pool by the pool, Jive Bunny. Just go online and search J-I-V-E Bunny, Jive Bunny.
Oh.
They've got a collection of these non-stop dance party CDs.
Oh, this is
and
good.
And they are fantastic. Turn it up. You know, and they're not dead-on sound-alikes, but they're just fun. Because and the beat just continues, and it doesn't change. All right, we're off to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Maybe we should step out here and do something that nobody else has done regarding this Riverview Gardens thing. And the way to do it, I think, is to say that we have been getting calls here from some parents. So I will state up front that we in no way are saying that this is the problem with the principal. We're not saying that. We're asking the question. Because it seems to me that when you get a bunch of kids and then their parents come in, some of them support them, we want our principal back. And the school, it's the school board's job to make those decisions. My first thought was, well, maybe what they're actually doing by not telling them why they're letting him go is maybe they're protecting him. Maybe they made a deal with him and said, look, we won't tell the world what you did if you'll just walk away. We're going to cut you loose and not say why, and that'll be the end of it. And maybe they're going to force him to finally say, okay, here's the despicable thing he did. That's one possibility, but here's the thing we're getting calls on. We've been getting calls from teachers, and I guess they want to remain anonymous, and I don't know if they do or not, or maybe maybe you're a teacher, and maybe you're a parent, and maybe you know something. And here's a hypothetical situation. This is not an actual situation. It's hypothetical. What if you suspended the superintendent's kid because he was unruly, and then you lose your job? That's hypothetical.
Oh, you mean maybe he...
Not he. This is hypothetical.
He or she. Well, I'm sorry. I still do that. He for anybody.
Superintendent's kid is unruly.
He or she breaks the code of conduct for the school district.
Yeah.
And then the routine discipline is followed per the code of conduct, and that student is suspended.
Right. As any student would be. But because it's the kid of somebody higher up, you lose your job. Hypothetically, that could be. So that's all. That's all we'll throw that out there. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. If any of you just bought these pocket rockets and you live in St. Peter's and you thought you were going to get out on the street, no, you're not. Because St. Peter's has banned them. Yeah. Well, some of them call them pocket rockets, pocket bikes.
That used to be a term for a sexual thing.
Peon's mind is in the gutter. Well, crotch rockets, but pocket versions of them, pocket bikes, whatever. Yeah, pocket rocket. We know where you're headed, Mr. Filthbag. Can't ride them on the city streets, the sidewalks, or the parks. And I have to admire what this guy's quoted of saying, who owns this toy store in St. Charles, the owner who sells them, rather than say, well, this is ridiculous. And what he says, I believe the pocket bikes should not be ridden on the streets. And he says, you can't see them, they're not safe, and we write on every receipt, not for street use.
That's smart.
And they've also, this new ban in St. Peter's also includes go-karts and... Well, this can't be right. This is a misprint. They say motorized scooters and go-karts, motorcycles. That's impossible. It can't include motorcycles. No. They just have the word motorcycles. Electric-assisted bicycles. Come on, really? I don't know about that one either. Segways and some other items. It really is true. They are no go-kart, nothing that low should be on the street. It just shouldn't. And people can squawk all they want to. And I'm a big fan of the... You're not wearing a seatbelt if you don't want to, not wearing a helmet if you don't want to. But, man, when you're down on the ground and you're that low and people can't see you darting out across the street, you're asking for trouble. You know, a vehicle on the road really needs to be a certain height. Why do you think they changed the rear brake lights on cars? Because the brake lights that were on them, they didn't think were high enough, so they put a trunk lid brake light up there.
I drive a regular-sized sedan, and when I'm in a group of vans... It's difficult to make your way around. You can't see what's in front of the car that's in front of you, and
those little bitty tiny,
they're like old time for people who don't know what we're talking about. They're like old time little scooters, but they have a motor on them. I mean, they're little bitty things.
Yeah, and they're real low, and you have to literally like bend your knees up to your chin to.
It's like something you'd see in a circus or something.
Yeah, Shriners. And most of them go what, like 25, 30 miles an hour?
Up to 50.
But there are some now. That's highway speed for heaven's sakes.
Yeah. And I'm not a spoiled sport. I love toys, and I think these things are really neat. And I just, there's a place to ride them. I think go-karts are the coolest thing in the world. But you know what? Take them to the parking lot and ride them. Don't ride them on the street.
I still want a go-kart.
You know what? I don't think a guy ever
comes
where he doesn't want a go-kart. I have always wanted, and I don't mean the cheapest one made with the weakest lawnmower motor.
Formula One looking.
Big tires and a hefty motor. Yeah. A go-kart that a full-size guy...
You know where to drive it.
You know, wouldn't it be cool to have your own go-kart track? I mean, especially for you, all weaving all down through the woods and around and down the hill.
That would be.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good. So, no pocket bikes in the city of St. Peter's. There's a guy that I've known for a long, long time. His name is Carl Donaldson. Carl Donaldson's been in the motorcycle business for, like 45 years. And one of the things that I always admired about him was he would talk people. I've seen him talk customers out of buying certain things for their kids. And they'd want to get their son a scooter, let's say, a motor scooter, you know, a real one for Christmas. And he'd find out the age of the kid. And he'd talk him out of it. And I'll never forget the story he told me of a neighbor, because the guy was in the neighborhood. He thought, well, you know, Carl's my neighbor, and he'll make an exception for me. And Carl could not talk him out of buying this particular motorbike for his son. And he caved in. And it wasn't a matter of a couple of weeks, the kid was in a body cast.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad came over and said, I should have listened to you. Yeah. He said he wasn't old enough and responsible enough, and he took it in the wrong place. But he knows what he's talking about. And he's the guy that taught me a long time ago, the smaller the wheel, the less control. Scooters have little wheels. Mm-hmm. The bigger the wheel, the more control. There's nothing you can control more than a bicycle, because the wheels are big, and it's the most controllable. Or a full-size motorcycle with big wheels. Right. You get those little wheels, little scooter wheels, little pocket bike wheels. They're squirrely, and that's the word you have to use, is squirrely, and you're always kind of trying to catch your balance, and it's just not as easy. So not trying to spoil anybody's fun, just use some common sense. Off to the phones, and I think it's Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it doing, Frank?
Thank you, Joe.
Hallelujah. Couple quick things. I didn't catch all of what you were talking about as far as the principal and school board and so forth. I'm assuming you're alluding somewhat to the Riverview Gardens situation.
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
Okay, a couple of things. Administrators do not work on the same contract that teachers do. Mm-hmm. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
So they're under a different set of guidelines than, say, a teacher would be as far as union protection and so forth. But from my standpoint, in my district, we deal with kids, board members all the time, and it depends on the board member. Some board members are very active as far as getting involved, talking to you if you, just what you said, discipline their kids. I know you're talking about a principal, but principals and teachers work under different guidelines when it comes to how you can talk to the higher up.
Well, is it true that if you discipline the kid of a higher up, that your job could be at stake?
It could be, yes.
Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Well, but it's like anything else, Frank. The superintendent of schools is beholden to the board, because it's the board that presented them with the job that they have. The superintendent of schools likewise selects his choices for assistant superintendents, and it goes on down the line. The principal has pretty good say as far as the teachers that they hire and so forth. So in a sense, you're always beholden to the person above you, and there is a certain measure of respect that you have to show them. And there is a certain time that you have to learn to shut up.
And there's a certain free pass they have. It would be, what you're saying is, it would be like a cop who pulls over the chief's son and tickets him for speeding. The cop,
exactly.
The cop may suffer the consequences of that.
Exactly.
But let's not get away from the original reason you brought this up last week, and that's that it should be the teachers and the school board doing this rather than students.
Right.
Walking out.
Right.
You know, the students have no business walking out.
Students can't run the school.
No, parents have a say because the school board are elected officials by the community.
Well, I tend to think, though, if you think about it, in the most recent episode, now this is obviously not high school students, but the situation that occurred at Washington University, they were expressing a point of view for employees that were part of the university. Now, could they have been disciplined? Could they have, I know the paper reported that they were threatened with non-graduation, with, having transcripts withheld and so forth, and they finally came to a resolution. But I'm sure that resolution was not exactly what those students wanted. So on the one hand, I can see the student's point of view, that if the principal was very popular, and we've had situations in my district where it has happened to a teacher and the kids get very upset and they go to the principal or whoever and they try and point out, you know, their reasons behind it. So on one hand, you do have to give them, you know, an outlet to say we don't think it's fair and so forth. But on the other hand, what the parents and the students have to realize is when that principal chose to do what he did, then he was putting himself and his job on the line.
Okay, but sometimes when kids say, we don't like that you did this, and we don't think it's fair, they say it's not fair without really knowing the facts. They don't really know why he was let go.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure, and I mean, from what I've heard, and that was secondhand, it was simply a matter of, you know, he said the wrong thing at the wrong time, should have been quiet, and, you know, he still would have his job. But he chose to take it to another level, and while it, I'm sure, sat well with some of the people in the audience, the rest of them didn't care for it, and so he, but like I said, again, they're on a different contract, so they don't have the same protections, and he should have realized that. No matter how popular you are, it'd be like you going in to Babe Dorothy, and Babe Dorothy will probably listen to you if he thinks you have a legitimate point of view.
No.
But he might get mad with you and say, Frank, I think it's time for you to be quiet. And then you have the choice to either be quiet or risk the consequences.
And I've risked the consequences.
I had a quick one for it. I know you were talking about go-karts. If you ever watch any of the sports channels, they have some go-karts. It's professional karting. And some of the go-karts, and they look like the regular go-karts.
Joe, I've ridden
one. The wheels and tires are about the same,
Joe,
but they're hitting 80 and 90 miles an hour.
Joe, I've ridden one of those go-karts at 80 miles an hour.
Are those the ones with the big spoiler on the back?
No. The one I rode looked like a regular go-kart, but it's got a hellacious engine on it.
You sit to one side?
It's just a regular go-kart, but they start them with like a power drill.
Ooh.
To turn the chef,
right.
And I mean, when you step on it, it is like a miniature Corvette, and they go literally, like you said, 80, 90 miles an hour.
Goodness.
They're beyond belief. They're super
fast.
Yeah,
they are. One last thing, and I'll get up here. I think it was last week, you were talking about Newlyweds, and you wanted some stories from Newlyweds, and then you happened to bring up that story about the lady that found the refund check in the trash
right.
when she was separating the
right.
The recyclables.
Right, in the recycle bin. What you didn't know, and maybe you know it now, but I tried to call you at the time, the reason the husband didn't know that he had to check was that he was an over-the-road driver, and his wife just happened to pick up what she thought was a bunch of trash and threw it away, and in that was the mail, one of which was the check.
So once again, it's the wife's fault.
Just like a woman.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
All right.
Yeah. That the school thing is getting real heavy, and we don't want to do that. We don't want to get into that too heavily. But he makes a good point. It's a different set of rules depending on who you work for and what your position is. How are we doing here? Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Good, Steve.
Hey, picking you up here in Columbia, Missouri.
Hey.
Well, that's very unusual.
Well, come on, sell some advertising out here. They got a bandanas, you know.
Oh, I know they do. I know they do.
Hey, on the school thing, you can't let the inmates run the asylum, and I don't know the answer to that, but, you know, it seems like it's going to be a never-ending thing with these students marching and walking out until they feel like they're going to get what they want. And the WashU thing was like a perfect example. Here you got some students who are taking over a building. They're trespassing on the property. And the school's negotiating with them.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't send in the police to arrest and haul them in jail.
Yeah. All right. Well, Steve, thanks for the signal report.
Well, since they got what they want, though, I think they ought to just raise their tuition next year to make up the pay raise.
Yeah, just the protest.
Yeah. that actually has been mentioned. Thank you, Steve.
You bet.
All right, there goes Steve, and here comes Ned.
Can I jump in?
See what I did there? Oh, yeah, Dan.
See what I did?
But you said Ned, and I just lost a $5 bet, and I hate that.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, what is it?
Can I jump in with a traffic bulletin?
All right, hang on. We just noticed that Dan Strauss is no longer in the studio with us, but we heard his voice, and we know from the light, the indicator, he's down at KTRS Traffic Center. Dan, what's going on down there?
Well, thanks, Frank. Southbound 55 near 141, there's a big problem. A lot of emergency equipment there. There's an overturned car. It's in the left lane, so in the fast lane, southbound on 55, right before 141, an overturned car in the fast lane there.
Uh-oh.
Back to you, Frank. I'll head back to the studio now.
He's on his way.
Ah,
I guess he actually was walking out of the traffic.
Did you see that movie Broadcast News?
Long time ago.
There was a girl always running with papers in her hand through the TV studio. So that's the way Dan is when he goes down to the traffic center, as does Karen.
Was it Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And Albert Brooks was in it.
Yes.
You know, I need to watch that again because I saw it when it came out, but not since. Let's see who's up next. I think it's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I try not to call too often so I don't get to be boring with you guys, but...
Too late.
just kidding, Tom. I was kidding.
No, my favorite, you talk sometimes about commercials that you can't forget.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite commercials are back on TV.
What are they?
That little bald-headed guy with the big ears for Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen those?
Yeah. You know what I think? Excuse me. You know what I think, Tom?
Huh?
I think that might be a woman.
That's what we're talking about.
I think it is.
Really?
Though.
Yeah.
That could be, but I'll tell you what. When I hear that music, they have one commercial where he's cleaning up and walking real slow and brushing leaves and doing stuff like that, and then he pushes a button. It says music.
Yeah.
And he starts doing that dance.
Yeah. Yeah, I might add, if it is a woman, not a very attractive woman.
No,
he or she can dance, that's for sure.
Oh, he is good. I'd like to see him without all that makeup on. I bet he's a...
I'm actually surprised, Tom, that nobody has done a little segment on who that character is.
Because that would be cool.
I think it's a national figure, isn't it?
All the more reason.
Different areas.
Oh, yeah. He goes for the whole. He does commercials for all of them.
Yeah, and that's all the more reason that he's seen all over the country. Right. You know, look, if they're going to do something on the dude, you're getting a deal.
That guy.
We need to see an interview with the person behind the big ears and the bald head.
Well, maybe he don't want anybody to know who he is.
Or maybe they've got a deal, it's part of the deal,
probably,
that they never reveal. Yeah. Maybe that's part of the mystique, and it makes us want to know even more, which is pretty smart.
Exactly, but they've got like four or five different commercials for Six Flags. And it is, I laugh. Like I told you last time I called about him, I hear the music from the other room, and I'll run in there to watch.
Yeah.
And the music, I like to watch that little dude dance.
And the music is perfect. It's perfect. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank
Don,
you.
Don said he might know who that guy is.
Well, might know.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean
I know
much.
Yeah.
Don?
Yeah, you're right. I might know Frank. I saw a show at Lake of the Ozarks, and I think you saw the same show. And the guy that's in that show, the young guy, Matt, he has a character like that in the show.
Right.
And the way he moves,
and
it could be him. I really think that
no.
Matt Gum kid.
You know what? I asked Matt, and he says no. He says it's not him. And I tend to believe him because I got the impression he was... You know, he said, I wish it were me. He said, I wish I had the money for those commercials. But you're right, he does do a pretty good impression of that guy.
Yeah, he does, and he moves just like that on some of his things he does on stage.
He's made out of rubber. That guy's made out of rubber.
Yeah, really talented.
He is. All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
You bet.
Bye-bye. I would have called him by his name, but Peon took my screen away, and I forgot what the guy's name was. Let's have a cup of coffee together, shall we, everybody? You out there in... Radio Land, you say, well, I wish I could, but I'm in the car. Well, you could if you had put a thermos of Thomas coffee in your car today. You say, well, I'm going home from work. I would have had to put it in the car when I went to work this morning. If you have a good enough thermos bottle, and there's some real... I remember my dad used to take a thermos to work, and man, he'd come home, and that stuff was still hot. Mm-hmm. He'd have soup in it. It was the real deal thermos insulated. It would have stayed hot, I think, for 3 days. So you get a good... Thermos is a brand name, Stanley, whatever, insulated container. Fill it in the morning with real hot Thomas coffee. So hot that you have to pour it in the saucer to drink it, like we talked about the other day. And on the way home from work, you'll still be able to enjoy a cup of Thomas coffee. the only gourmet coffee in a can. And in your case, it'll be the only gourmet coffee in a thermos or a Stanley or whoever else makes those things. Like, that was only two names I know, Stanley and thermos for a... And you know, here's another thing. There's no name for it. Everybody calls it a thermos.
Right.
Yeah, they've got one of those Kleenex things.
That's
going.
Right.
Yeah.
They've got the Xerox Kleenex thing going because that's not what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the brand. What is it?
An insulated...
Yeah, but that's too long a name. It needs one name.
I know.
Like copier instead of Xerox.
Right.
Or tissue instead of Kleenex. We need to come up with a name for that thing you put coffee in with the big cap on it. And the good ones had the big cap, which you used as the cup. Mm-hmm. And then there was another screw thing inside of that, and it usually had a cork in the middle of it.
Right.
And by the time you got down to the actual container, it was only about half as big around because it was completely insulated with glass and silver.
Yeah. And sometimes those things would break.
Inside?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gone. So fill that thing with Thomas coffee. Keep it with you all day long, and like Ned Spurk said earlier, he was out on that cold, miserable weekend. If he'd had some hot Thomas coffee, it would have made the weekend for Outdoors Ned a whole lot more bearable. Thomas coffee, the only gourmet coffee in a can.
This time of year, many parents worry about covering their kids with mosquito repellent containing DEET. I'm Vicki Newton from News 4, and today when you get home, I have good news. The latest on two new DEET-free products that the government says are safe and really work. Then at 10...
Missouri got $230 million from the Department of Homeland Security to make us safe from terrorism. See why, in spite of the millions given to our region, we may not be any safer than we were 4 years ago. A News 4 investigation, tonight at 10. It's a new, groundbreaking episode of Monday's most-watched show, CSI Miami. You'll start by seeing how a crime ends, guns drawn. Get down on the ground. A child in the middle. All on the steps of the Miami courthouse.
Little girl belongs to me.
But just wait until you see how it all began.
I got angry. Angry enough to kill.
Don't miss the first of four new CSI Miamis in May.
Tonight at 9 on KMOV, Channel 4.
4:37 at the Big 550. Time for traffic. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Techcopter 550. Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Karen. And we have problems down south. Southbound 55, an accident involving an overturned car north of 141, and that traffic is jammed. Westbound 44 is slow, approaching 270, and northbound 67 at Loyola, an accident. This report brought to you by Toyota and their periodic attention to dealers when it's time to make sure you bring your Toyota dealer your car to the offering factory. Paul Ford in the KTRS.
I'm Adam Bolt from the Mutual Fund Store. Have you seen the home makeover shows where they bring in an expert to redecorate someone's house? You usually see furniture from the 80s, carpet from the 70s, and piles of knickknacks from who knows where. The clutter isn't intentional, it just accumulates over the years. Then, the expert puts together a plan that incorporates the homeowner's needs and ties all the design elements together. It always looks a lot better when they're done. Is your investment house in order, or do you have a collection of bad investments, funds that you haven't looked at since 1999, or an old 401k? At the Mutual Fund Store, we develop a portfolio for each client that gives them a diverse blend of no-load funds designed to meet their goals. And when needs change or market conditions dictate, we adapt to keep your portfolio from becoming a clutter of funds. Isn't it time for your investment portfolio to get a makeover? Call my advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
What does Mom want this Mother's Day? I've got a great idea. Seasons Spa and Salon in Ronnie's Plaza. Call or drop by and ask for the Mother's Day specials. You could give Mom a gift certificate and let her choose the services she enjoys. Seasons Spa and Salon is not your traditional spa and salon. The atmosphere is relaxed, inviting, comfortable. Seasons Spa and Salon is locally owned by Janet Pasiglia, and she makes sure her staff is dedicated to providing you the highest possible quality service in a tranquil and nurturing environment. Services offered include massages, facials, manicures, pedicures, a full-service hair salon, as well as gourmet meals. They even offer the popular microdermabrasion to rejuvenate Mom's skin and make her look and feel younger. You can order your gift certificates online at seasonspa.com or call Seasons Spa and Salon at 314-842-6500. You can't go wrong. Mom will love it. Seasons Spa and Salon. Call for a gift certificate today, 314-842-6500.
What's the difference between having your home for sale and having your home being sold? It's Realty Executives of St. Louis. Realty Executives is the real estate company named for its sales staff because their highly trained professionals are executives, not just agents. They know real estate, they know St. Louis, and most importantly, they know how to get your home sold fast, wherever you may live. Realty Executives International has offices all across the USA and has sold hundreds of thousands of homes. They're locally owned and operated by the Matyshek family. So you have over 70 years of combined local experience and local connections on your side. You want your home sold fast? Realty Executives of St. Louis understands that, and they can help. It's a philosophy that doesn't involve an agent just planting a for sale sign in your front yard. It is a philosophy of advising you how to prepare your home to sell, marketing your home, and guiding you through the paperwork to the end goal, selling your home. Hire the true professionals to help you sell your home in St. Louis. That's Realty Executives of St. Louis, 314-756-9100.
Have you been fooled into calling a mortgage company about a 3 or 4% home loan only to find out it's not fixed for 30 years and you'd have to be a Rockefeller to qualify? This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. When you call us, you'll never be deceived. We'll let you know where you stand regardless of your credit history, and we'll get you the lowest possible rate fixed without any out-of-pocket expense.
This is Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak Lending. Bob's right. Don't be deceived. We can compute your individual credit score within 5 minutes and qualify you for your best possible rate.
We deal with hundreds of lenders nationwide, so if you thought you couldn't qualify for a lower rate, call us today at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Get a lower payment, put money in your pocket, and pay off your credit cards. Call 314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, your top.
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-G-O-L-D.
Hi, I'm Jill Farmer, and as a TV reporter for 10 years dealing with homeowners' nightmares, I can tell you Wood Basement Systems is the company to call if you have a wet basement, crawl space, foundation cracks, or foundation settling problems. Call 800-388-9326 for a free inspection. I'm Jill Farmer, and I highly recommend Wood.
Hi, this is Kara, and I'm a Wood customer. I was so tired of vacuuming up water in my basement. We had leaks in 2 wall cracks and water coming up along the front wall. I had heard some good things about Wood, so I called for free estimate. I really liked the way Woods came in and took the time to explain why we were having these problems and didn't pressure us to buy. Woods installed a curing and waterproofing system, and it worked. Our basement has been dry now for 2.5 years, and our foundation isn't settling anymore.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Business Systems. We are Woods, we fix business for your peace of mind.
Call 1-800-388-9326. All 2004 Mustangs must be sold by the end of the month, and Sunset Ford has 13 brand new Mustang convertibles priced for immediate sale from $19,995. Get final clearance discounts only at Sunset Ford.
When your air conditioner's broke, you gotta flip it. Now flip it to the back. The white pages. That's where we're at. Carrier dealers, we're on the back. The white pages. Just flip it.
Call your carrier cooling expert on the back of the white pages.
Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suavemente,
Spanish, right? Yeah, this is Celine Dion.
Que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez.
Ravioli.
Suave, bésame, bésame, suave,
yeah.
Bésame otra vez.
Flower.
Quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez.
Suave.
Sit down on what?
Elvis.
All right, we're headed back to the phones. To just make an observation, and I'm sure that anybody who drives downtown has the same observation. Does it seem like it was about 4 months ago that they're saying, you know, we'd like a new stadium, and we got to decide if we want private funding or public funding, and we're going to get the money together, blah, blah, blah. Have you been down there to see how fast this thing is being built?
I
have. You know what? When people want something done and they have the cash, money talks, and it is amazing what can be accomplished.
Yeah.
This thing, what they've already gotten built is beyond belief to me. I cannot believe that how human construction workers, architects, carpenters, how can they build something that fast?
So what are they going to do? Like build 3/4 of it, and then when the season's over, completely tear down
the
current
other one down
stadium and
finish,
build the rest.
Yeah,
to left field.
Holy
part
cow.
Of left field is going to be unfinished until they tear Busch Stadium down, and then they're going to have to open the season with that part still not completed.
Under construction, yeah.
But what's amazing to me, though, and, you know, people say, I know a lot of people kind of look down, white-collar people look down on the blue-collar people. I'm going to tell you blue-collar people something right now. You are amazing. You carpenters and welders and scaffolding people and metal workers and iron workers, I cannot believe what a good team with a plan is able to do.
They're literally the people who built America.
Yeah.
Those people who know how to do stuff with their hands. Man.
That is something I will never understand. Yeah. I just stand and look at a building or some magnificent, and I say, how? And I look at one brick in it, and a guy had to put that brick in there, and then the mortar, and times a jillion makes the whole thing.
And I'm always amazed at the coordination of the delivery of the materials.
Yes.
And them being ready for the materials, and then how to disperse it and use up what you have before you get more, and make sure that you have this part done before the other part's delivered, because you have to have part A finished before part B.
And that's the headache and nightmare of the contractor. And on a job like this, could there even be one general contractor who oversees all of these phases and make sure that brick is here and that steel is here?
I don't know.
How about that job?
Yeah.
What must that guy get paid?
It's just amazing. I think this is an age thing, but it's amazing to me that there's a whole bunch of people, probably most people, who consider the current Busch Stadium as old-timey. And to me, it's like space. It's like a Star Wars kind of a stadium. But there's a lot of people, and the way they're thinking now, it suddenly has to be that throwback thing.
And what will happen is the people who are upset, once they walk in the new one, that'll all be gone. Mm-hmm. They'll just go, whoa, okay. We get it, and we're glad it's here, I think. Hello, Ron. How are you? Ron? Oh, Ron. Ron, we got you know what? He waited too late and had already hit the button. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How you doing? This is a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, and I am definitely and forever will be AM in the PM.
Hallelujah.
I had a problem, as I said. I'm kind of wasting my first call on the problem solvers, but I think I'm going to need them.
Tom, nobody has ever wasted a call on the problem solvers, because there's never been a problem that we couldn't solve. And I say we because we are
the problem solvers.
And we're not about to let you be our first failure. What's your problem?
Well, thank you, sir. Actually, this is pretty serious. I mean, I know with, women basically leaving before their weddings and things like that, I'm surprised that husband wasn't doing cartwheels down Main Street, wherever they were from. But this actually has to do with the price of gas in the area, and I know that everyone is thinking that we're just getting off scot-free, paying so little money for this. But I was at a franchise today, which will remain nameless, and I just for grins, I thought I'd go ahead and pump just one single gallon of gas in my tank and just see what the price came up to.
Hey, that's a
and
great
it
idea.
Was priced at least the marquee was priced at $209,
mm-hmm.
but the pump was calibrated at $210.
Oh,
and this is nothing.
Trying to sneak an extra penny.
Yeah, exactly. But when you look at it, I mean, fiscally, you think, well, it's only an extra penny. But when you're averaging, 18 gallons per car, and that's an 18 cents, and then how many cars are they servicing per day? You're looking at some serious money. And when we're basically chapping our butt and $2.09, $2.24, $2.25. Actually, I live in Illinois, so when I come over here, I feel like I'm basically living large in the greater St. Louis area when I have to buy gas, because it's 2.25 over on the Illinois side. So I'm just, and I'm serious. I'd like everyone out there that's listening to go ahead and just, check the calibration on the pump, do a, pump a gallon of gas, and see if it's coming out.
Karen's going to say exactly what I'm about to say. Go
ahead.
Right.
The pricing is actually, if it's on the marquee at like $209, it's $209.09.
Right.
Right, Karen. Well, as a matter of fact, I went in and I asked the manager. I said, "Okay, if it's $209.09, are you rounding up, doing some of that fuzzy queer math that's going on?" And they said, "No, it's $2.09." And I brought it to their attention, and I guess, in his best acting ability, said, "Oh, well, that's very disconcerting."
Well, he misspoke, because nobody puts it at $209. They'll put it at $209.09. So you're talking about a tenth of a cent. And then you have to get into the calibration of the pump and that it's accurate to a tenth.
Right.
So it's not a penny you're talking about. It's a tenth of a penny.
Oh, it is a tenth of a penny.
Right.
Yeah. 2099 and you pump it at 210, that's a tenth of a cent.
Well, that still
kind of
adds up, doesn't it?
Well,
yeah. Not as much.
Not as much as the penny, but again, if that's even the case, it depends on the pump and is it digital and how closely is it calibrated, and you'll never nail them. I know you're trying hard, and good for you, but
well, I didn't know that basically those 9/10 were tacked on. I really did think that it was kind of rounded down and that they were actually taxing up an extra penny, but the problem solvers are forever on the job, so thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Well, Tom, you're welcome. And call anytime with a problem.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there goes Tom. And maybe the pump is not capable of calibrating a pumping to the tenth, so at 1 gallon would be rounded off.
No, some guy just called and said that the pump will calibrate to a hundredth of a gallon.
Well, your fingers on that thing have to be
very good. You'd have to be a computer yourself to hit it at the right spot.
Right.
All right, let's go to James. Hello, James.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing great, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Two things. Number one, last night, the trivia show last night, John D. Rockefeller did the Senate Intelligence Committee hearings into the MKUltra incident in 1977.
Oh, man. Well, hold it. We don't even know what you're talking about.
What the hell are you talking about?
A trivia issue last night, and several people called in on this, and I wanted to answer the question. They could not find the date for the hearing that Vice President Rockefeller did into a CIA project back in the 1970s. Alan Dulles and Admiral Stansfield Turner ran it. It was called MKUltra for Ultradian.
What? James, what you might want to do is next Sunday night call Dave Strauss and give him the right information.
Yeah. I will do so. And my second comment is Halliburton indictments. Are they going to indict these people?
Get out of the house.
James,
we don't, this is not the wrong show. Wrong
show. I mean, this is like Rush Limbaugh to me. I mean, they're doing it again. I mean,
get out of your base.
They're
going
to wait to the last minute.
Okay. All right. Wrong show. You need to call
later. Okay. All right. I'll do it in the morning. I'll do it during the news.
Okay. Or call tomorrow here earlier before we come on and talk to Paul Harris.
No, he's not here.
I don't
think he's here.
No, he's not.
What?
McCaw's on before.
McGraw.
Millicent Millhaven.
No, McGraw.
No, it's McCaw.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
Have I got time for one more?
It's about a week and a half.
No, I don't. I don't because we have Bill Clevin coming in here. And people get mad if we short change Bill Clevin. You talk about a mad audience.
Who gets mad?
Rick
Clevin. The audience.
Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Bill. I knew somebody got mad. All right. I'm a 32-year patient at Ballast Dental Care. That sounds like I must have had extensive work done that took 32 years to do. Nah, it's just 32 years of what's supposed to be semi-annual, but usually becomes sometimes when I'm not good, annual visits to Ballast Dental Care. And they scold me when I do that. And I think they push down harder with those metal things to make it, if it's been a year, they go, well, you should have been in here, and they just a little more pressure. Yeah. A little more pressure, and you think, man, I don't want to have that again, so I'm coming in every 6 months. Now, the one thing I have never felt at Ballast Dental Care is pain, and I've had shots, and I had a root canal, which they sent me to an associate for, but I've even had a shot in the gum above your two front teeth.
Yes,
now, that is a tender spot.
I've had some in the roof of my mouth, too.
Oh, I've had that. Yeah. I've had it in the roof right behind my front teeth.
I've had some straight in my eyeball.
Oh, for your teeth.
Can I tell you that I have had shots in my eyes?
Really?
In both eyes. I've had shots in both my eyes.
Do not bet him, Terry.
No, I'm not.
No, I have. You don't even know. You can't even imagine. I had somebody holding me in the chair when they shot me and injected me in the eyes. If I start talking about it, my eyes will start watering. I've never felt pain at Ballast Dental Care. These people are masters of the Novocaine shot. And it's done now with such a tiny little, like a needle, like a hair. And it's real short. He said, click, click, little click, and that's it. And a few minutes later, a couple minutes later, you're slopping all of yourself. You can't talk. Ballast Dental Care, I can highly recommend it after 32 years. If you need a dental home, let's call it. How about the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads? Ballast Dental Care.
Who's behind the door? Barry.
Barry.
Barry Door and Window.
Who's behind the window?
Barry.
Barry.
Barry Door and Window.
Trust Barry Door and Window for window and door installation. Locally owned and operated, Barry Door and Window. Our crews and craftsmen live in your neighborhood. We don't hire subcontractors. From energy-efficient windows and doors to garage door sales and service, we stand behind it.
Barry.
Barry Door and Window.
Call 423-DOOR, 423-D-O-O-R.
Barry Door and Window.
Call 423-DOOR.
Hi, friends. Heloise here for CitraCal Calcium Citrate. I want you to turn today's hint into a habit. Take CitraCal every day. Recent studies have proven CitraCal's bioavailability. That means CitraCal gives your body the calcium it needs so it doesn't have to rob the calcium stored in your bones. That can lead to osteoporosis. For something this important, please don't settle for store brands. Insist on CitraCal. I do. That's why I'm a CitraCal gal.
Oh, don't brake so hard.
Attention all drivers. This is your tire speaking, not only for myself, the front driver's side tire, but also for the three other tires riding below you. We're tired. We're worn out. We've run circles to get you and your passengers where you need to be. We are bald. We have wrinkles. We need to retire. And so do you. So hear this.
It's Auto Tire's two-day sale. This Monday and Tuesday only. Every tire is on sale. Every size. Every performance level. Thousands of brand names have been reduced. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental. Plus, Auto Tire made a special buy on Uniroyal American Gold All-Season Tires. Save $100 on a set of four with a 70,000-mile tread warranty. These sale prices are below Auto Tire's lowest bottom line price, and everything's included. Don't miss Auto Tire's two-day sale this Monday and Tuesday only from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. See Auto Tire's ad in Sunday and Monday's Post.
Take it from your tires. You ought to go to Auto Tire's two-day sale.
455 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. Where are you, Paul?
Right now, over 40th Mason here, and we have some slow going here on westbound 40. It slows Hampton to Hanley, then it's slow again from 270 through Mason Road. The big problem right now is southbound on 55, just north of 141. An accident, a car overturned, the two left lanes are blocked, and southbound 55 jams back through Butler Hill Road. Westbound 70 heavy approaching Mid Rivers and 79. Southbound 270, just some heavy pockets north of Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And another slow pocket south of 44. Police are on the shoulder working with an earlier incident. This report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, even Toyotas, need periodic attention. And when it's time, make sure you bring it to your local Toyota dealer, offering factory-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. That's Toyota confidence. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
How's it going?
Well, if this is like every other Monday, you've spent the weekend writing, and we are in for a treat.
Oh boy.
Can't wait.
Buckle your seatbelt. Here we go. Norway, for the first time, has just convicted a woman of raping a man. A man apparently fell asleep at a party and awoke to find a woman having sex with him.
Shut up. That's rape. Horrible.
See, there's a difference between us and the rest of the world. In Norway, that's considered a rape. In America, that's considered being a good hostess. Amtrak apparently will not be able to run any of their high-speed trains until this summer. And, of course, high-speed for Amtrak means that the wheels are on the track.
Yeah.
There's a lot of discussion about this. Those Florida police officers that handcuffed a 5-year-old girl the other day was misbehaving at school. And the worst part is they had to borrow some specially made small handcuffs from Michael Jackson. And a Star Wars convention was held in Indianapolis. Organizers had to make sure all the restrooms were labeled men and men.
I don't get it.
Only guys and women. Women don't go.
Women well. Don't. Oh, women don't go.
Yeah. Right. That's funny, isn't it?
That's funny now.
Okay. Yeah. And finally, this. Well, apparently a stretch of highway in Texas will not be named after Willie Nelson after two Republicans voted against it because of Willie's love of alcohol and drugs. So instead they're going to name an airport after him.
Yeah.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friends at Laclede Cab. Of course, Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Bye, Bill.
All right. Playhouse coming up. I don't have time to talk about it, but how funny was that last night when Laura Bush said, talking about how different they were? She and the president, she says, I can pronounce nuclear. Pretty funny. Yeah. Even if it was written for, it's still funny. The delivery was good. All right, a shot at winning a new Mustang. I saw the billboard downtown today for Argosy Casino Alton, and they had a, I think it was a red Mustang on the billboard. I don't remember what shade of red, but it was red. And, man, it said it all. You see that Mustang grill that looks the most like it did in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Win this Mustang, or whatever it said, Argosy Casino Alton. And you could, too. You have just as good a chance as anybody else. 2005 Mustang. You register now through June 12th, once a day, every day. To activate your entry, you just swipe your Argosy Preferred card. If you don't have one, they'll be happy to give you one at Guest Services. And that is where you can find out all the information about this great contest. So good luck, everybody, as you try to win the 2005 Mustang from Argosy Casino Alton. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. It is the sort of story usually best left to Jerry Springer, but in the case of the runaway bride, the groom waits for word on whether he'll have to spring her from jail. Authorities are deciding whether Jennifer Wilbanks should be charged with a crime for reporting the kidnap that wasn't. As for the groom left at the manhunt, he still wants to marry her. ABC's Donna Renee is live in Duluth, Georgia. So Donna, once burned, still not shy.
Gil, John Mason says if he weren't prepared for better or for worse, he wouldn't have proposed to Wilbanks.
You better be good and ready at the time that you make the proposal or accept the proposal to that those vows are real then, or else you're in a whole lot of trouble down the line.
Appearing on ABC Radio Network's The Sean Hannity Show, Mason says he still plans on marrying Wilbanks, although a new wedding date has not been set. Gil?
ABC's Donna Renee live in Duluth, Georgia. Lindy England is a woman in even greater trouble, with a personal life even more complicated. She pleaded guilty today for her part in the prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. ABC's Jim Ryan at Fort Hood says at her sentencing there will be witnesses that might back up her story about not being in on planning the abuse.
Since the worldwide publication of photographs showing prisoner abuse at Abu Ghraib, a key figure in those images, Lindy England, has given birth to the baby of a fellow soldier, Charles Grainer, who also is seen in those pictures. Grainer is serving 10 years in military prison for his part in Abu Ghraib. He is expected to testify on behalf of his former girlfriend, Lindy England.
And we do mean former. After getting her pregnant, Grainer married one of the other Abu Ghraib defendants, Megan Amble. High-fat diets make the poor more likely to be obese, but the middle class are catching up. In the 1970s, only 9.7% of people who made $60,000 or more tended to be obese. Now it's 26.8%. Seems the only vegetable in the diet of many Americans now is the couch potato. ABC MoneyScope, the Dow of 59 points today. You're listening to ABC News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
Our emergency, this is Michael.
Michael, we've had a bad storm and I was trying to get out of my road this morning. There's a tree down and I tried to back up and now I'm tangled up in electric wires.
Okay, ma'am. I have you on a spotted farm link. I will contact emergency personnel.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Emergency.
This is Michael calling from OnStar Emergency. We got a lady that's in her vehicle. She has ran over some power lines and she is stuck.
Is your vehicle on top of the power line?
I think it's tangled up in my antenna.
Okay, don't move. We'll send somebody out there.
Thank you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Help is on its way. Please know we're here whenever you need it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You'll find OnStar available on over 50 GM models, including some vehicles with an MSRP around $17,000. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. House and Senate negotiators in Jefferson City this afternoon have agreed on a final plan for funding and cutting Missouri's Medicaid program. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Chuck Gross of St. Charles says this is the tightest budget he's seen in 13 years as a legislator.
This is by far the most difficult situation that I've seen myself in. This is my first year as the Appropriations Chair, so it hasn't been real pleasant trying to deal with all of it, but, you know, we have to have to go with what we have to work with.
Gross says the budget would reduce government health care available to low-income parents, seniors, and the disabled, but he says children and pregnant women would be spared. The budget now must pass both chambers by the end of the week. The one-year process of developing the comprehensive master plan for the downtown St. Louis riverfront could begin soon. A design team will be announced in about an hour for the developing that master plan. The Riverview Garden superintendent and school board president say they will not change the recommendation to dismiss their high school principal. Students continue to protest against that controversial decision.
You know, I understand that was some personal issues between he and Ms. Terry and the superintendent.
That's Riverview Garden School Board member Reverend Tommy Pearson talking about why he believes Clem Ucoma's contract was not renewed. But Superintendent Henry Williams says the reasons are confidential because the decision was made in the board's executive session. School Board President Marlene Terry says they will speak with parents about their concerns, but only if the students go back to class.
First and foremost, our main interest is education. And I understand that they have a point to make, and their point has been made. So I feel that their parents should insist that they return to class and give us the opportunity to educate them.
About 100 students continue protesting and skipping class. The superintendent says they will not necessarily be suspended, but are being marked as absent. In Bell Fountain neighbors, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
A judge tomorrow will consider a change of venue request from a man charged with murdering a Forest Dell man in September. Robert Snyder is charged with first-degree murder, first-degree burglary, and armed criminal action. He has pleaded not guilty in the shooting death of Charles Winman. Three others are also charged. A St. Louis Democrat has been appointed to the Missouri Gaming Commission by Governor Matt Blunt. Daryl Jones, a partner with Aramark J. Concessions. He's active with Fontbonne University, as well as the Garden District Commission and Missouri State Bank. Jones will have to be confirmed by the State Senate. And in a compromise to neighbors who oppose the project, the Florissant City Council says deliveries to a proposed grocery store would have to stop at 8 p.m. Council has approved the Shop and Save store at Shackleford and Charbonneir, which is near Coke Park. The neighbors who oppose the plan worry about traffic and also noise. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day up 59, NASDAQ up 7, the S&P up 5. The KTRS Weather Plus forecast from News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler. Frost is possible overnight, low 35, and tomorrow partly cloudy and a high of 62. It's 56. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 5:06, you're up to date. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. And good news, they just cleared that earlier accident southbound on 55 just north of 141. It was an overturned car. The left lanes were blocked. Still residual slow going north of Butler Hill through 141 on southbound 55. Northbound 55 looks pretty good there, though. On 67 north of Loyola, there's an accident being cleared. Eastbound 40 is heavy approaching Hanley and Big Bend. Westbound 40 slows Hampton to Hanley. Southbound 270 just looks slow pocket approaching Manchester and Doherty Ferry. It's a little heavy south of 44 as well. Downtown eastbound 40 slows Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, heavy Salisbury to Cole Street. Northbound 55, the right lane slow from Park to the Poplar. To report a service of Orkin Pest Control, don't let termites eat away at your biggest investment. Orkin offers free inspections to help prevent termites from eating you out of house and home. Remember, if it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Call Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
This Wednesday and Thursday, May 4th and 5th, are auction days at Ivy Selkirk Auctioneers in Clayton. This auction features antique furniture, marble pedestals, lawyer bookcases, bronze fountains, oriental carpets, paintings, and prints, sterling silver, fine books, Asian decorative arts, primitives, furs, antique display cases, and other wonderful estate property. Preview is this Tuesday, May 3rd, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 726-5515 for more information. Ivy Selkirk Auctioneers, St. Louis's premier auctioneer since 1830.
I am the president. I work at the President Casino, and I am an important part of this company. Working at the President has helped me achieve more than I thought I ever would. Now my job and my family life are in danger because the President Casino's future is threatened. I am the President. So are the other 600 people who work here. We work hard to show our guests a great time, but we could all lose our jobs. If you believe in a strong economic future for St. Louis and the people who work here, contact your city, union, and community leaders. Tell them you support the people at the President Casino.
If you're paying more than 4% on your mortgage, you're paying too much. Why not say yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage?
I think it's time to refinance. Can you help me?
Yes, American Equity Mortgage can help you get a new low rate today. Get loan approval in just hours and close as fast as 1 week.
I don't remember what I'm paying. Is it worth the call?
Yes. Today's low rates make now the perfect time to call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. We can save you hundreds of dollars every month with perfect or less than perfect credit. If you're paying more than 4%, say yes.
Yes.
Yes to a new lower rate from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. Call 24 hours a day, 314-878-9999.
American Equity Mortgage, the future belongs to you.
American Equity Mortgage, call anytime, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Missouri got $230 million from the Department of Homeland Security to make us safe from terrorism. Sounds great, right? Well, when News 4 went to see how the money was spent, we were in for a big surprise. Tonight at 10 on News 4, see why, in spite of the millions given to our region, we may not be any safer than we were 4 years ago. And why critics are calling this a tremendous waste of tax dollars. Wait until you see what happened to the money. It's a News 4 investigation, tonight at 10. It's a new groundbreaking episode of Monday's most watched show, CSI Miami. You'll start by seeing how a crime ends, guns drawn. Get down on the ground. A child in the middle. All on the steps of the Miami courthouse.
Little girl belongs to me.
But just wait until you see how it all began.
I got angry. Angry enough to kill.
Don't miss the first of four new CSI Miamis in May.
Tonight at 9 on KMOV, Channel 4.
What's the difference between having your home for sale and having your home being sold? It's Realty Executives of St. Louis. Realty Executives is the real estate company named for its sales staff because their highly trained professionals are executives, not just agents. They know real estate, they know St. Louis, and most importantly, they know how to get your home sold fast, wherever you may live. Realty Executives International has offices all across the USA and has sold hundreds of thousands of homes. They're locally owned and operated by the Matuszek family, so you have over 70 years of combined local experience and local connections on your side. You want your home sold fast? Realty Executives of St. Louis understands that, and they can help. It's a philosophy that doesn't involve an agent just planting a for sale sign in your front yard. It is a philosophy of advising you how to prepare your home to sell, marketing your home, and guiding you through the paperwork to the end goal, selling your home. Hire the true professionals to help you sell your home in St. Louis. That's Realty Executives of St. Louis, 314-756-9100.
Transmission problems? Don't take your chances. Take it to the experts. AMCO, AAMCO. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO for the center nearest you.
We are one sweet faith business for your peace of mind.
For foundation repairs and wet basement problems, call Woods.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of shit. And we think you'll get lots of
don't happen fun.
From it, no. Oh, we're about to get
Pinion
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, hey, it's May. The May 2nd edition of Pinion's Playhouse. The Playhouse today is brought to you by Vosin and Sons and the Toolbox Team, the handyman service that you, one of these days, are going to need for your business or your house. So grab a pencil and paper, write it down, stick it somewhere in the kitchen or somewhere where you'll have quick access to it, or write it on the front of the phone book, because we're going to give you the number of the Boston & Sons Toolbox Team next time you need a handyman. How about some introductions?
All right.
Hey!
Here's our control board operator, everybody. His name is Eon the Peon, and he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at
1-800-203-8384.
They make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
All right, out, are we riding Dunbar over the weekend?
Oh, I went down and saw him. Too windy and too crazy.
So you just
Just played with him.
Played with him? What do you mean you played
around.
With him?
Uh-oh.
Goofed around.
How do you play with a horse?
Besides riding him.
Making one of those
play.
Movies.
You know what? I don't think we want to
know. No, you don't.
Know. Karen Vale, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how are you?
I'm great. I want to say hello, and I'm sorry to Karen's right breast.
Thank you. Oh, he elbowed me so bad.
I elbowed
bad. I feel like I have one now, not two.
I turned around, and she was walking past me, and I... elbowed her
and
right
you
breast.
Accidentally.
Yeah, I did.
Right.
He does that to me all the time.
Well, she returned the favor.
Carrie.
She tried to knee
you.
She
was
yeah,
she kneed him in the crotch.
Well, that's her. An accident,
an accident.
And then she tries to knee you. But, you know, now she's going to call the FBI.
Yeah.
Say he's fondling people.
Better watch it.
He Behemoth in charge of security. Rat Boy's here.
Cheese.
Harry Daly's here.
Cheese.
Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is kind, yeah.
And Steve's on the other side of the glass with a brand new shade of green. It's called Cardinal Blue Green.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good-looking cap, too. Yeah. How about Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. That orchestra sounds good today. I told you I'd give you that number, and I will here in a minute, but let's talk a little bit about what a great idea Tom Vosen and his sons had when they decided, let's create a toolbox team, a team of professional people, so that no matter what anybody needs done, we'll send them the best, some of the best people in the business to do it.
Like a new deck? If somebody
well,
wants
you know what? You call them.
Yeah.
Now, that's not exactly a handyman.
No.
You
no,
don't I call a handyman that. For a new deck, but I guarantee you there's nobody better you could call if you wanted a new deck.
Yeah.
You call them and say, hey, can you help me with a new deck? And if they can't, they'll steer you in the right direction. That's what they've done with me for many, many, many years, and that's who I've always called. It's the only place I ever call if I need something done and I don't know where to go, because I know they will, and they'll steer me somewhere right. You got an electrical problem, plumbing problem, you... need something painted, need some carpentry work. This is the team, the toolbox team, Vosen and Sons, V-O-H-S-E-N, 314-997-0990. And the toolbox team by name is not in the phone book, because it came about after the last book got published. But Vosen's in there, V-O-H-S-E-N, or go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and scroll down, and you'll find it, the toolbox team. Okay. Listen to this, you loud music playing kids. And I don't mean just loud, I mean you down in Alexandria, Louisiana. A judge, and apparently the judge was able to do this. And what you don't realize is most municipalities do have an ordinance against extremely loud music. A lot of people don't know that. This judge ordered this kid to remove all of the sound equipment from his pickup truck that was not factory installed. Anything not factory had to come out. The kid missed a court hearing, which was not a good idea on a ticket. Mm-hmm. So the judge really came down hard on him about it. He probably would have been a little easier on this music thing. But in addition to ripping the stuff out of his truck, he lost his license for 30 days, and he did a night in jail just to kind of bring him to his senses. And that's only because the kid pleaded guilty. He's 18 years old. He pleaded guilty to blasting his stereo. Some of these systems, you know, 2,000 watts, 10,000 watts, you know, four subwoofers, they literally don't have a back seat because it's all equipment. The equipment costs more than the car. And I don't know how you sit in there. And how do you have to have earplugs? And then if you do, what's the point?
As loud as it is, if you're sitting 20 or 30 feet away, think of what it must be like inside.
Oh, no. How can you concentrate, really, to drive?
With your house closed up, sometimes they'll drive up our street. Sometimes you'll hear something.
Oh, sure. No, you'll feel it before
you
even hear it.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
And everything. Man.
And how do some of the cars I see with these systems not just fall apart? The doors fall off. You'd think it'd shake them off their hinges. This is an interesting little story here. Up in Rhode Island, there is a guy who tried to solicit sex from an undercover officer. Now, they don't say if the officer was male or female, so we don't know if it was one of those rest area, you know, gay stings, or if it was a female officer. But the guy didn't have any money. His name is Wayne Glaude. And he admits that He tried to get sex, and when he approached the undercover officer, he was very forthright about not having any money. But he told the officer, who he didn't know was an officer, that he worked at a meat company and he would trade T-bones for sex. Now, you know, if you're a hungry hooker...
Throw me a freaking bone here.
If you're a prostitute and you're hungry...
I might go for that myself.
You know, business is not good. Guys are not paying you what they should pay you. Here along comes a guy with big
sizzling T-bone.
The market price on a T-bone never changes.
And you know, especially if it's more than one. He said a couple. Well, that could have been negotiated into about a half dozen steaks. So you got to give him credit for trying. Just picked the wrong person. This is pretty cruel. This actually was in the news last week. We didn't get around to it. In a town in Indiana that I can't pronounce, Mishawaka. There it is. We've got some guys, some young guys, who took a truck and they painted it and they put the little sound system in it to turn it into an ice cream truck. I can almost hear it coming down the road. That's the closest we had. We don't have any ice cream truck music. So what happens is these guys fix up this truck and hear it, you know, kill that, because that's really not, you know, that ding, 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 ding. And they didn't have any ice cream, and they admitted now that the only reason they did it was they liked watching the kids run toward the truck and then drive away.
Oh, that is really...
They said they liked to watch the expressions on the kids' faces when they'd all gather around. They had their money, and then they just took off. Oh, wow. They just hit the gas and left all the kids standing in the street.
Well, there's nothing better than thinking you can buy a bomb pop from an ice cream man.
And they said they'd go through the neighborhood to get the attention, so the kids would go to their mom. Mom, give me some of the ice cream guys coming by, and they'd get a little group together and take off, go to the next block, get a group together. So you can't do that. They're in trouble. They don't know.
I been with that crew of guys, and I never hung around with people like that. But I would have waited until they all sort of got real close and then sort of edged up a little bit so they couldn't catch me and just keep having, just have them march trailing me down the street. Yeah.
Just
forward a little bit
feet.
Ahead.
Like
yeah.
The Pied Piper.
Move ahead.
You want some ice cream?
Come on up here. No, come on up here. You can't. The problem, they don't know what to charge them with.
Well,
they said they don't know what they want to charge them. Well, I don't think there's such a charge.
You're in danger of being labeled a pedophile if you're trying to get kids to run to your car.
Oh,
or something.
No, you can't charge them for that.
The police say they actually doubt they'll be able to charge them with anything technically, but they said because there's nothing illegal about painting a truck and having music and stopping and taking
just
off.
Pulling a prank.
Yeah, they can't really charge them. They just said it's not very nice and not very funny. I'm sure they had a little talk with the boys.
I might disagree.
You know what they should do? If I were the judge in that town or the mayor or whatever, I'd make them drive through in that ice cream truck again and give every kid a free
ice cream.
Free
ice cream.
You're that kind of guy.
Well, that's the kind of guy I am. You are.
Yeah, because you love children.
Yeah, you do. Well, I do love children.
This disappoints me. Because I was going to go to this place this summer on vacation. Camp May, New Jersey. You remember me talking about Camp May?
Oh, sure.
And I can't wait to go there because it was the one place I could dress the way I like to dress on the beach. They have outlawed little Speedos and men's skimpy swimsuits.
Oh, man.
Wow. That's what I like to wear.
No butt floss Speedos?
No, I thought they were bringing them back. I heard.
Oh, you know what? You're right. They're dropping the ban. For 30... Oh, you know what? I can go here now.
Oh, yeah.
For 30 years, you were not allowed to wear... What here, quote, skin tight, form fitting, or bikini type bathing attire on men over the age of 12. 30 years.
Banana hammock.
And what? Banana. A banana hammock. That's pretty good. Give yourself a rim shot.
Another peonism.
Or in Terry's case, a peanut hammock.
Hey,
keep me out of that. Little peanut and laying in the hammock.
Vienna sausage hammock.
Green pea hammock. After 30 years, the ban is lifted.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
And now, gentlemen, we can go there and wear the skimpiest little Speedo type, or thong type, with just a pouch. You can wear that if you want to.
Yeah, I'm there.
They said they also agreed to lift a rule that actually stopped bare-chested men from strolling along the beachfront front promenade.
You couldn't walk the promenade with your shirt off.
So, that's, they said it was in response to complaints about gay men who wore the suits. That's when they originally enacted this thing in the 1960s.
I have to agree with the ban. I don't like the...
Yeah, I would agree. Well, because the guys that are going to wear them aren't the guys you have in your head. Right?
Yeah, but the men that wear tops would be worse. A bikini top? I mean, if they're trying to keep gay men out, that's not the right rule.
That's no good. Wednesday night is going to be a huge TV night. You got American Idol. You've got the ABC scathing documentary about American
Idol.
Yeah,
when is that on? Do we know?
Wednesday night.
It's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, I think.
Oh, that's right up against the American Idol vote-off
it's
show.
It's a primetime live, so it's either 8 or 9, okay. Maybe 9 o'clock. And then also Wednesday night, you got Pat O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
Who just got out of rehab.
All right.
And who just had all of those. But he went to rehab.
You mean he's using narcotics?
No, he went to rehab.
All right. Yeah.
Rehab. He doesn't do that anymore.
No more for me, guys.
Yeah, there he is.
I'm driving.
Is that Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil.
Has he wasn't drinking. That ought to be a good drugs. Well, it was a combination.
No, no. Oh, no. It was alcohol.
Oh, no. Well, we heard some of those tapes, and he was talking about cocaine.
I think it was
cocaine.
Just ducking the...
Well, he went to rehab for alcohol. I know that. But he's out, and he's going to sit down with Dr. Phil. And he also had those tapes circulating where he was talking dirty. Yeah.
This is where the TiVo stuff comes in.
And this is the only time I'll watch Dr. Phil. I don't like Dr. Phil. Because, to me, he's a guy who has made a lot of money saying nothing. But I want to hear what... I want to hear the spin, Pat O'Brien.
How do you get back on camera after those tapes?
Oh, he's back on his entertainment show later this week. He comes back on.
Oh, boy.
I don't believe the story, and I have it in front of me that was in the paper, I think this morning or this weekend. I don't know what date, but this cannot be true. Police raided a newly opened nightclub in East St. Louis. You know what? I'm almost reluctant to say this. It's such a stinking lie.
What?
That four women were dancing with no tops and some with no bottoms. That stuff does not go in East St. Louis.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all.
No bottoms?
No. Not in East St. Louis, man. I've been to East St. Louis.
Yeah.
You don't see that kind of stuff over there.
No. That means you could actually see their round things up top, you know?
Yeah. Without the covers.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Now, what happens to the guys in the club? Do they get arrested for being there?
I don't know. What they said women and men, didn't it? Were those the employees or the
customers? The men were the, let's see, owners. City Lights Nightclub, North 8th Street. 8 arrests were made. Four women had been dancing topless, some even bottomless.
Ooh.
Maybe their shorts fell off.
And now they have the women's names.
Man.
They have their names and their ages in the paper. You know, guys are going to the phone book looking up these numbers because they tell you what part of town they live in.
Why does anybody want to touch a girl's butt?
And the men they arrested were all charged with operating a business without a license, so they weren't customers.
Oh.
That's good. That's good.
That's a very good thing.
The guys who were there. The Southside rapist, Dennis Rabbit, who I think was also on Cakes OK. And the
No, that's Johnny.
This is the guy that admitted that he raped as many as 100 women. He has been stabbed in prison.
Oh.
That's the good news. Stabbed multiple times. The good news, the bad news is they were homemade weapons and he's going to live. He was treated and he's already been returned to the correctional center. He's treated at a hospital.
Did they say why?
No, they don't say why. They just a bunch of inmates decided to do him in.
It's usually the child molesters and stuff that get attacked.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they raped him, too, in prison.
Well, they said, how'd you like to be the recipient of
that? Yeah,
that could be.
Try this on for size.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know which of these. I don't have a lot of time. One more comment about this girl that ran away from her wedding. In addition to my thinking that she's just a nut and she should pay for all of the searching and whatever, Have you ever seen anybody open their eyes more than she does? She looks like a deer.
White.
Holy cow.
Pupil, yeah.
Every picture they showed of her, she looked like she's just about to be hit by a truck.
Except the one where she'd been arrested after putting everybody in the community through all this. She didn't have the decency to show her face again.
I saw I talked to Bugface about that while she was still missing, about her eyes and how weird every single picture of her was with the whites of her eyes. And then I heard, after she was caught, I heard some guy who worked in a casino out in Las Vegas said he saw her walk by, and the commentator or the reporter said, well, how did you know it was her? And he said, I could tell by her eyes.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, does she walk around like that? Like she just saw a ghost or something?
It's like she got toothpicks holding her
eyes. Really? Yeah.
What's she so scared of, I wonder? Hey, this is big. Got another joke that is a true story.
Really?
It's a joke and a true story. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I want to thank Jason Jones of Warrenton, Missouri, because he wrote and he said, back in the old Kix days that I told a story about Terry Daly.
Oh,
and he hadn't heard it for years. And Jason, you're exactly right. I have not told it for years, but it was out of a concern for Terry's feelings. That I didn't tell it. But Terry's tougher now than he used to be.
You bet.
He's come a long way. So I will tell this true story again. And it goes back when Terry was a musician. And he was a full-time professional musician. That's all he did. And one night he finishes a set, and an attractive but obviously loose woman comes up and says, you know, being a musician... Did I say her name was Karen? I didn't say her name was Karen. She says, being a musician, you're probably a very interesting man. How'd you like to go back to my place and have sex? So Terry, reluctantly, because he wasn't that kind of guy, says, all right, he didn't want to hurt her feelings. So they go back, and after they finish making love, she says, you know, being a musician, I sure would have thought that you would have had a bigger organ. And he says, well, to tell you the truth, I didn't know I'd be playing in a cathedral.
If you're like me, you love looking at new cars, but don't like high-pressure car salesmen. And I'm even in the business. This is Doug Ackman. I want to invite you to experience the Ackman Advantage. At Ackman Buick Hyundai, deals are still made the old-fashioned way, with a handshake and a smile. What you won't find at Ackman Buick Hyundai are salespeople who circle around you like hungry sharks and make promises that won't be kept. I want to personally invite you to come visit us at 270 and Newhalls Ferry Road and experience the Ackman Advantage for yourself.
In 1993, popular science called the original wave radio a sonic marvel. Now, Bose has engineered it to a whole new standard. Introducing the new Bose Wave Music System. It reproduces one-half octave lower musical notes and has even greater instrument clarity. The elegant new design has no buttons. A small remote now controls all functions. So call 1-800-611-1617 to order yours today. It comes with a 30-day risk-free trial and shipping is free. That's 1-800-611-1617.
531 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Paul, are you with us?
No. Fine.
Can you hear it?
Play Illinois Lottery.
Road to riches.
There are eight hot new games.
Uh-huh. Can you hear it? Play for the cash.
150 million in available prizes.
Road to riches.
Can you hear it?
We know how you want to ride.
Play Road to Riches.
Can you hear it?
Play Illinois Lottery's Road to Riches. There are eight hot new games and over $150 million in total available prizes, including a second chance. You can win a golden key to a brand new ride with $25,000 to $1 million inside. So go ahead, play Illinois Lottery. Have a ball. See retailer for details. Have fun. Play responsibly.
The
find that perfect Mother's Day gift, Ellie Smith Jewelers and Gifts invites you to come shop for your special mom or special someone this Mother's Day. Ellie Smith, formerly Grandpa's Jewelry, has three St. Louis area stores, each with over 6,000 square feet of beautiful diamond rings, bracelets, earrings, charms, and watches. While you're here, shop Ellie Smith's giftware department for Precious Moments, Waterford, Swarovski, and more. Our no-pressure consultants will help you find the right piece of jewelry or giftware to fit every budget. Serving the St. Louis area for over 40 years, Ellie Smith offers the best prices and largest selection. They really do. So make Mom happy and visit Ellie Smith Jewelers and Gifts in South County across from the JCPenney Catalog Store. In Collinsville at Highway 255 and Collinsville Road, or in Fairview Heights on Highway 159. To find that perfect Mother's Day gift, shop Ellie Smith Jewelers and Gifts.
Oh, don't brake so hard.
Attention all drivers, this is your tire speaking, not only for myself, the front driver's side tire, but also for the three other tires riding below you. We're tired. We're worn out. We've run circles to get you and your passengers where you need to be. We are bald. We have wrinkles. We need to retire. And so do you. So hear this.
It's Auto Tire's two-day sale, this Monday and Tuesday only. Every tire is on sale. Every size, every performance level. Thousands of brand names have been reduced. Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, Continental. Plus, Auto Tire made a special buy on Uniroyal American Gold All-Season Tires. Save $100 on a set of four with a 70,000-mile tread warranty. These sale prices are below Auto Tire's lowest bottom line price, and everything's included. Don't miss Auto Tire's two-day sale, this Monday and Tuesday only, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. See Auto Tires ad in Sunday and Monday's Post.
Take it from your tires. You ought to go to Auto Tires' two-day sale.
Hello?
Hi, Janet. Barb. I have a little problem.
What's wrong?
Dad's Alzheimer's has really gotten worse. Tim and I think he's a danger to himself, but we are just not equipped to have someone with him all the time.
I understand that.
I know, with your mother. Got any advice?
Garden View Care Centers. Mom is a resident at the Garden View in O'Fallon.
How did you decide on that?
Well, we took a tour and liked what we heard and saw.
For instance?
First, we were assured that they have the staff needed for around-the-clock care. The state does a survey. They report that Garden View consistently has more nurses on duty per resident than any local nursing home.
And?
Garden View had the first activity-based dementia care program in the area. They've had a lot of experience in dementia, a lot more than some of the newer places moving in. Mom has really thrived there.
Take a tour today. See the area's only 10-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week activity-based dementia care program in action at one of the three Garden View Care Centers. Call 636-861-0500.
535 at the Big 550. Now let's try Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. How are you, Paul?
Good, Tara. Good. Thank you. Had a few problems in the city, but they've been cleared up. Eastbound 40, some heavy going down from Union Station to Poplar Street. Southbound 270 is looking like it's heavy from Clayton Road through Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, heavy approaching Mid Rivers and 79. Westbound 40 flows Hampton to Hanley. Southbound 55, sitting out at Butler Hill Road. That earlier accident has been cleared. Northbound Lindbergh jammed from Highway 70 all the way through Missouri Bottom Road. Traffic light problems there. This report brought to you by Orkin Pest Control. Don't let termites eat away at your biggest investment. Orkin offers free inspections to help prevent termites from eating you out of house and home. If it bugs you, bug the Orkin Man at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
A well-known movie director was once asked for his idea of teamwork. His reply? A lot of people running around doing what I say. You'll enjoy calling the shots, too, when you drive a Cadillac Escalade. With its larger-than-life styling and 345-horsepower V8 engine, Escalade is the most powerful full-size SUV on Earth. Escalade EXT leads the way as the world's first reconfigurable luxury SUV, and ESV is the largest Escalade ever, with three rows of seating and room for up to 8 passengers. All three of them come with Stabilitrack and a road-sensing suspension, allowing you to take to the roads with confidence. Where Escalade leads, others follow. Or politely, get out of the way. Cadillac Escalade. Breakthrough.
Test drive the new 2005 Cadillac Escalade model and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann. I'm an ultrasound technologist at Metro Imaging's North County office. When you need an ultrasound, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
I'm a
I was actually with this man's sponsor yesterday, Tom T.R. Hughes. T.R. Tom Hughes. It is T.R. Hughes that makes this segment possible every day. And you can learn a lot about the T.R. Hughes Company if you go to their website, trhughes.com. Ladies and gentlemen, T.R. Hughes is proud to present Mike Evans.
How's the thing go yesterday?
It went great, thank you.
Good, good, glad to hear it. Well, we're headed over to the Jackson trial tomorrow where the defense is also, the prosecution is expected to rest their case. 100 journalists were pulled over the weekend. Out of the 100, only 12 said that Jackson would be found guilty. When asked about Debbie Rose, Benedict Arnold, backstabbing, testimony, one of the prosecutors said, and I quote, "What do you expect from a human breeder?" That was tough. Is it true that the runaway bride actually went to Las Vegas, played a few hours of craps at the Treasure Island, and then was headed back when she got to Albuquerque and decided to call? At least that's the word from Las Vegas, Nevada today. There's also talk the prosecutor's getting about 9-to-1 emails saying that he should prosecute. Here's a question for you. If it was some guy that disappeared like this and made the whole country look for him did a 911 call, do you think they'd prosecute a guy?
You know what? That's a very good point.
I think they should.
That is an excellent point, in a heartbeat. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to get a good attorney to pull something up from her childhood and say that she's mentally unstable.
Yeah, there you go. Spotted partying together in Las Vegas, a very strange duo, baseball great Roger Clemens and Eminem.
Wow.
Oh, that's for a strange duo. I don't know how they know each other. Partying alone without her husband, Jessica Simpson.
Excuse me.
Despite what you may have heard or read, Britney Spears and hubby Kev Diddy will not make their full-time home in Las Vegas, that according to Britney's mom. I figure if they just get themselves a double wide for Louisiana and Airstream here in Los Angeles, they'd be fine.
There you go.
Every picture I see of her, she's bulking up pretty good.
I got a weight question for a pop quiz tomorrow. I'm trying to track down a final weight for her.
Yeah, I'm not talking about her just being pregnant. I'm talking about some women.
They really
when
put
they
it
get pregnant, it's not their fault. I don't know anything about it.
The old girl really needs it.
I mean, they start really fattening up in the face and stuff, so we'll see.
Funniest line of the weekend, Nicole Kidman was asked by Tom Cruise and new girlfriend Katie Holmes.
Excuse me.
Poor Tom.
Yeah.
Terry, that wasn't you, honey.
That wasn't me?
No, it was me.
That was me, and you know
it. I know it was you.
I was thinking how good-looking Tom Cruise was.
Maybe it was you.
Exactly. Well, Nicole Kidman says, "Can't Tom find somebody his own size?"
Oh-ho! Good one.
Another girl taller than him?
Katie's 5'9", Tom 5'6". Hey, despite being hideous, Rosie O'Donnell's film, Riding the Bus with My Sister, got pretty good ratings last night, although Rosie did not play the bus, if you didn't see the show. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
And I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it for one reason, one reason only. She was in it, and I would not watch
it. Exactly the same. I don't care if it was the greatest movie on the planet.
Yeah,
it looked like a good like a good story and everything, but she is so obnoxious.
I know.
I didn't watch it.
A couple of quick nuggets on Rosie. Last week she said if she wasn't gay, Rosie says that she'd marry Michael Moore. They say that they see eye to eye on everything.
What
a good looking couple.
Another one of those beautiful
hearts. They also wear each other's clothes, which would be kind of nice. Thank you very much. Try the deal. And Rosie O'Donnell also says that she plans to go to Michael Jackson's trial to show her support to Michael Jackson, who says she is still 1,000% positive that he's innocent. How she knows that, I don't know.
And
finally on the broadcast.
Much too early.
Anyway.
No.
Matthew Perry has bought a new bachelor pad, a two-bedroom. This seems kind of pretty benign here, pretty simple. Two-bedroom, three-bathroom, 1,700-square-foot condo.
Okay.
$2.5 million.
Holy mackerel. Well, where is it?
From the Sunset Strip. It has a great view. I'll tell you what, I'd rather have a view of my money and forget about the rest of the view. $2.5 million for a 1,700-square-foot condo. Hollywood!
He didn't give me a chance to ask a question. He didn't give me a chance.
What do you want to ask?
I want to know if the Sunset Strip is on the ocean.
No, I don't think so.
Well, great view of what?
The nightlife.
I don't know.
Club.
1,700 square feet is not
a lot.
It's not that big. Big, no. It's not as big as your average just subdivision house. $2.5 million. Oh, well, if you got it, it doesn't matter. It's time to go to the phones because Mike left us a little bit early. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. I'm going to ask a question, and it's a sincere question, and I ask it just because it's an observation. Why don't gay men play golf? You don't ever see gay men, and I know some gay men. I've had some business associates that were gay in the business. I have lived near gay people. I bought a home from gay men. I bought a watercraft from a couple of gay guys. They don't play golf.
Now,
I'm sure there are exceptions, and somebody might call and say, well, I'm gay and I play. But I'm telling you, for the most part.
The outwardly gay people.
Do they play any sports?
I don't know, but tennis maybe. But why don't they play golf? Golf is about clothing and neatness, and you know, it's they're very neat-nick, fashion conscious. It's a clean, pretty game. It's just interesting to me that gay men don't play golf, at least not apparently gay. You never see an obviously gay, and don't call and say, what does that mean? You know what it means. Stephen Kojikaro, that's what it means. There are some gay guys like these makeover guys. They're just as gay as they can be. You don't see that on the golf course.
I don't know.
Do they bowl? Do they? What sport do they participate in?
I don't think they're swimming.
I don't know.
Swimming. No, swimming.
Swimming.
But why not golf?
Swimming, diving.
What is there about golf that they wouldn't want to play golf? That's just, I don't know. I thought that was an interesting question. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Jake. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang. I'm aiming the PM.
Jake, everybody.
Hey, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Karen.
Jake.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Dan on hold there that my brother and I used to play a trick on the ice cream vendors whenever we were little. We never really liked them because they'd kind of run around in these, you know, questionable vehicles and stuff like that. So we got our toy walkie-talkies, and one of us would stand down at one end of the block, and then I would stand down at the other. And whenever we'd see it, like the truck coming my direction, ringing the bell, I would get a dollar bill out in my hand and wave it in the air and start running toward the direction of the truck. So the truck is coming toward me. So they'd think they had a sale, and they'd pull over, and then I'd run right past them and hand the dollar bill to my brother.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, mean little kid.
Yeah. Aren't you a nice boy?
So they pull over every time, and then we just move right over to the next block. We'd run through the alley and do it again on the next one.
Mm-hmm. You ought to be in jail.
Yeah.
I know. I'm evil. It just showed you what my mother had to deal with the whole time we grew up. So.
All right, Jake.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
Easy.
You too. Hello, Jim.
Hey, this is Tim, actually.
Well, Dan put Jim, so now your name is Jim.
Aw, come on now.
All right, Tim, what's up?
Hey, Karen.
Tim.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Tim.
No. Hey, Karen, have you noticed the absolute overhaul of the downtown St. Louis area? Isn't that awesome?
It is. I haven't been downtown, though, in a little while, so I haven't seen the latest changes.
Oh, okay, because earlier today I heard you saying to Frank how amazing it was that the ballpark was going up like it was.
No, he said that. No,
yeah,
Tim,
no. Yeah. You said, oh, yeah, isn't it awesome? And I just really did enjoy that because we always see how fake you really are. So, but anybody else see American Dad or Family Guy last night?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Karen, as I often say, we'll see you next Tuesday.
What does that mean?
What did the other thing mean?
Nobody knows what he meant. He probably doesn't know what he meant. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Ed from Edwardsville. Could Ian go back from this morning about 6:30 when Bill Wilkerson and Wendy Weiss had a deal on about someone called in or taped an accident or something on a slick road or something like that. I don't know if you guys even heard that this morning or not. It was about 6:30 this morning.
Man, I missed it this morning.
I did too.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll tell you what. If Ian can go back from about 6:30 this morning, and he was calling in because he was going to be late for work or something.
Oh no. That we've heard of that. I'm convinced that's a bogus.
Think it is?
Yeah, it's a 911 call.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's staged. I thought it from the first time I heard it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know they played it this morning, and I hadn't heard it, and I just thought it was funny, and I just didn't know if you guys heard that.
No, and it would be an easy thing to stage and record. I personally think it's staged. That's why we played part of it and shut it down, because we just thought it sounded too staged.
Oh, I didn't hear the beginning of the show today, so I didn't know.
We didn't do it today. We did it about a month ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's been floating around for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, Ed. Thank you. Hang on.
What happened there?
I got one of those, and you don't know what it is, but it feels like lint.
Yeah.
I've coughed up scarier stuff than that.
I don't know what that was. Hello, Steve.
How you doing? I'm Ian in the field.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, you were talking about the runaway bride.
Mm-hmm.
The Japanese have a word called senpaku.
Okay.
And it describes people who you can see the white all the way around their irises.
Yeah.
And it's their word for crazy.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Senpaku. Well, she's got the crazy look.
She's
crazy.
Well, she sure does.
Every single picture of her.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, Steve, hi.
Ooh.
All right. Well, thanks for teaching us something.
See you, bye.
All right, Steve. And it's a Steve twin spin.
Wait, and there's another one up there.
And another Steve on hold.
What
are the chances? Hello, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, just to clear things up, I'm not the Steve before, and I'm not the Steve after.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm this Steve. I don't know what that caller was on you about, Karen. That was the most strange thing I've ever heard.
I don't
know. Almost strange as the guy about an hour ago who had the trivia question answered.
Well,
there's a few of those, I guess.
Yeah, takes all kinds.
It does.
Takes all kinds to make a station operate.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the gay guys, why they don't golf, why they don't pole. I'm not gay.
Right.
But I do happen to know because they're committed to pole vaulting and sword swallowing, they don't have time.
Right. I don't go for that.
Yeah, but there's balls and shafts.
Yeah.
Ball shafts and fashion. So it seems like it worked.
Well, go figure.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
Ball washer, Steve.
That was Steve.
Ball washer.
Can we work, how are we doing here? Can we work Mark in, you think? Be cutting it close. I need to do this. I was thinking about today about this easy way to quit smoking. And I thought, well, if you don't want to quit, because there are people who aren't ready to quit. And they're the people that say, well, someday I'm going to quit. I'm going to quit smoking. Because I really believe the great majority of people who smoke would rather not smoke. How about this? If you don't want to quit, how about quitting for the people around you? And I don't mean the secondhand smoke thing, because quite frankly, I don't believe in that. I don't think secondhand smoke hurts anybody, unless you're in a room and the door and windows are closed, and there's 10 people in there smoking, and it's 10 by 10, and you're in there with them. Otherwise, that doesn't bother me. But what about your kids? And let's just take kids or your nieces and nephews. You know that if you had the choice, you'd prefer they not smoke. But when they grow up watching you smoke, pretty tough argument. Kind of tough to convince them, well, you don't want to do this. But they say, well, you do it, Daddy. You smoke. And that's, I think, the reason a lot of kids start to smoke. It's peer pressure, sure. But if mommy or daddy would smoke, well, what the heck? Didn't hurt them because they see you 30 years old, 35 years old. You still look okay. They're not going to see the lungs a few years from now or get to hear you talk with that thing in your throat until a few years down the road. So maybe to keep other people from smoking, that's one more reason to quit. Now, how do you quit? There are all kinds of ways. We've told you about the easy way. I haven't done it because I don't smoke cigarettes, but a lot of people have. A lot of people have had auricular reflex therapy, which is the easy way to quit smoking. The clinic here is called Easy Way Auricular Reflex Therapy. 20 minutes, pinpoint of light on your earlobe, $125. You need a second session, a booster session, they call it, within 45 days, no charge. And one session does it for some. For others, it's two or three sessions. But it's 80% of the people who take the easy way with auricular reflex therapy that quit smoking. 4 out of 5. So why don't you just see if you can't be that in that 4 out of 5, be part of the 80%. Even the number's easy. 314-843-EASY. Down in South County. Call, make an appointment. Doesn't hurt. You're in and out in 20 minutes. $125. 314-843-EASY.
Neither Business Week nor its licensees are licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Trading securities can involve high risk and the loss of any funds invested. What do thousands of successful investors know that you don't? Find out at a free Business Week investor education event coming to your area. You'll discover how everyday investors like you can learn how to take control of their lives and attain financial freedom. Let me emphasize that Business Week investor education is not just for financial experts. It's for anyone who would like to generate more income, increase their net worth, and master their financial destiny. Does that sound like you? If so, I urge you to attend this free event. Write down this number, 1-800-INVESTING. Call now and get a free gift when you attend. Call 1-800-INVESTING. 1-800-INVESTING.
You know, most of the email that I get is about Zero Res. That is absolutely no joke. People are so intrigued with the idea of a carpet cleaning company that leaves no residue behind, because it's finally sinking in that that is the only way to clean your carpet, because they've answered the $64,000 question. You know the one. You have your carpets cleaned, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, they seem dirtier than they were before you had them cleaned. That's because of the residue, and that residue acts as a magnet. It attracts all of the dirt and the bacteria right back to that carpet you just had cleaned. The Zero Res way keeps your carpets cleaner longer, saving you money in the end. How about that? And Zero Res had the highest cleaning results ever posted in competition with other cleaners. So what are you waiting for? Call 866-937-6739, 866-937-6739, zeroresidue.com. That's the website, Zero Res.
555 at the Big 550 up to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550, and we should have some improvements, Paul.
And we do, Karen.
Yay.
Things are looking good downtown at the Poplar Street Bridge. South 270 also about to sit out there in Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 looks pretty good as you approach Mid-Rivers through 79. Westbound 40 heavy, McConville to Hamley, and southbound 55 all thinned out at Butler Hill. That earlier accident there has been cleared. This report is service of HungryAgents.com. If you're selling your home, don't pay 6 to 7% commission at HungryAgents.com. Full-service realtors in your area compete for your listing, and you save thousands in closing. Visit HungryAgents.com. Paul Ford at the KPRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Me? Are you pointing at me?
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
We had a little glitch in the system.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Peon's fault.
Embarrassing and awkward. Jim Holder is going to be right with us. Tell us what's going on in sports after we talk about the name of the business that has the C in it, and we never let you forget that, because you might make a mistake and try to look it up by looking up S-H-A-E-F-E-R, and then you're going to get frustrated, and you're going to go to another body shop, and we don't want that. There's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R.
A-R.
No. No, Mike. No, Mike.
No, keep trying.
Keep trying. You'll get it.
Yeah, man.
Where they work on 6,000 cars a year between the 5 locations where they employ 100 people. They've been doing body work for 20 years, and I put their body work up against anybody's, superior to most, and that's what you want. And I talked to Steve Schaefer last week, and I said, is it not true that you can tell your insurance company where you want the body work? He said, absolutely. You have the right to have that work done anywhere. And Liberty Mutual, if you have Liberty Mutual, they will tell you if you're in an accident. We encourage you to go to Schaefer, because they will guarantee Schaefer's work. They will not guarantee the work of just any body shop. So there you go. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, 5 locations, 20 years, and people who really know what they're doing. Here's a guy who knows what he's doing, Jim Holder. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank. How you doing? I am AM in the PM.
Well, that's the way he says that.
Frank, tonight, by the way, is Sports Update brought to you by our friends at Sunset Ford. Tonight, on the Mid-America Chevrolet, there's a big sports show with Randy Carricker and John Headley. They will be, among other things, discussed, talking steroids. You know, the stories have stretched from the East Coast to the West Coast. Story in ESPN magazine indicating that this may have all started. A lot of this, in terms of the use and how it was used with the athletes, not far outside of Champaign, Illinois, about 3 hours from here. So that should be very interesting tonight here on the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show. And further talk about the Rams minicamp, which concluded 4 days, five sessions with the rookies and some first-year players. And Martz was pleased with all. Cardinals play at Cincinnati. This will conclude the six-game road trip. Three in Cincinnati. Carpenter tonight, Marquis tomorrow night, and Mulder. And Carpenter, with 12 strikeouts his last time out, won his last three outings. He is 4-1. Eric Melton, the left-hander, will go for the Cincinnati Reds, who have dropped their last four. The Cardinals have lost their last two. Great series in Atlanta, 3 one-run games. The Cardinals, of course, lost two of the three. Albert loves the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, 355 lifetime average there, and at 8 home runs. Jason White, remember that name, the quarterback from Oklahoma, 2003 Heisman Trophy winner. Frank, in his last 2 years at OU, he threw 75 touchdown passes, only 19 interceptions. He can't get even a look-see in the NFL. The Chiefs had him in over the weekend for their mini camp arrangement. They did not offer him a contract, and I mean everybody around the league is passing on him. It's really amazing. They're talking about his versatility. His knees have been bad and lack of arm strength, so that doesn't get you a job in the NFL if you're a quarterback.
No, knees. All right. Did you say earlier that John Hadley tonight would be disgusting or be discussing?
He would be disgusting.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, have a great one.
Hey, look at there. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. The missing miss, who missed out on being a missus, apparently didn't turn it into a complete mess. On the ABC Radio Network Sean Hannity show, fiancé John Mason said he would still marry runaway bride Jennifer Wilbanks. Law enforcement is still upset, though, about her phony kidnapping report. This is what Mason said he'd tell the DA.
Give her a second chance. Give her, you know, she didn't, I don't honestly believe any of this was premeditated. I think she just left. And I don't know if there's any crime in taking a bus ride.
No, but a charge of felony false statements is a crime. ABC News has learned that the woman holding the naked Iraqi prisoner on a leash at Abu Ghraib will get no more than 2.5 years in prison when she's sentenced. PFC Lindy England pled guilty to charges from the prison abuse scandal today. Her lawyer is claiming that she has mental shortcomings. In that incident in Iraq where American soldiers shot and killed an Italian intelligence agent at a checkpoint, Italy is not buying the American story as to how that happened. ABC's Bill Greenwood in Washington.
The agent was killed at a U.S. military checkpoint when American troops opened fire, saying his car refused to stop as ordered. But Italian investigators dispute the claim and blame stressed and inexperienced GIs. The Italian agent had been escorting an Italian journalist to the Baghdad airport soon after her release by Iraqi hostage takers.
Two Marine F-18s have vanished in Iraq. They were from the USS Carl Vinson. We do not know what happened to them yet. In a riot last fall in Boston after the Red Sox won the pennant, police fired pepper spray and hit 21-year-old Victoria Snellgrove in the eye and killed her. Today, Police Commissioner Kathleen O'Toole announced Snellgrove's parents would get $5.1 million.
Tori was, in all respects, an innocent bystander. And her death is a terrible tragedy that we sincerely and deeply regret.
Cities are now looking at whether some of the weapons they thought were not lethal really are. ABC MoneyScope, the Dow up 59. You're listening to ABC News.
Don't let the recent news about your arthritis medicine stop you from treating your arthritis pain. Talk to your doctor. No pain reliever has been proven safer than Tylenol when used as directed. That's one reason why arthritis experts recommend the medicine in Tylenol Arthritis Pain as a first choice. For all-day relief without a prescription, ask your doctor about Tylenol Arthritis Pain. Stop. Think. Tylenol.
Tylenol Arthritis Pain lasts up to 8 hours. Use only as directed.
Welcome to Being Your Own Boss, an audio series. Repeat the following bossy phrases. It's time we unleashed some logistical paradigms.
It's time that we released something.
We need to deploy a more user-centric methodology.
We need the user-friendly.
Being the boss doesn't have to be hard. Become a Furniture Medic franchise owner and receive full support, even financing, from America's largest furniture repair and restoration company. Call 1-800-RUN-YOURS or visit FurnitureMedicFranchise.com. Furniture Medic, a Service Master brand.
It is 6:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. The Great Rivers Greenway District's Board of Directors are about to vote on a team recommended to develop a master plan for the downtown St. Louis riverfront. 12 teams from across the country submitted proposals. The Humane Society of Missouri agreeing tonight to provide professional animal care to the Animal Protective Association of Missouri's facility in Brentwood. APA President Bill Durham and Humane Society President Kathy Warnick have issued a joint statement. It says they are pleased to be working as a team to further the aims of both groups. APA is scheduled to reopen tomorrow morning with a different staff. The mother of a Wildwood soldier killed in an Arkansas training exercise says a communications error may have led to her son's death. 20-year-old Private Paul Varner was shot mistakenly Friday evening. His mother, Linda Varner, says the Army told her another soldier in the 4th Brigade, 10th Mountain Division, was caught in the middle of a live fire training when Varner was shot. The other soldier was not injured. A final plan for funding and cutting Missouri's Medicaid program has been approved by House and Senate negotiators. Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Chuck Gross of St. Charles.
We struck an agreement on a number of items that I think puts together a good package for the reforms that are needed in Medicaid continues to try to protect the most vulnerable in Missouri.
The plan must now pass the House and Senate. The Riverview Gardens superintendent says he'll be meeting with parents soon, upset over the firing of the high school's principal, but only if students return to the classroom.
This is Steve Klotz in Bell Fountain Neighbors. The students are not listening to that advice as they are protesting again today in support of Clem Ucoma. The school district superintendent, Henry Williams, says it's time for them to go back to class. He says they are being marked absent every day they don't show up.
We don't have time to fool with youngsters this time of year. We don't have time to do that. We need to deal with the kids who want to be in the building on a full-time basis. If these kids want to play games by running in and out of the building, we don't have time for that.
About 100 students didn't go to class today. The superintendent and the school board president won't say why Ucoma was dismissed, but they do say they remain firm in their decision.
Some say a mediator should be brought in to help resolve that dispute. Adoption of a two-tier diploma for public high schools and also increasing minimum graduation requirements, highlighting a proposed change in Missouri. Those changes outlined by DESE this afternoon. They held a public meeting inside Edward Jones World Headquarters at 270 and Manchester. Some news audio on KTRS, courtesy News Channel 5. And now the News Channel 5 Weather Plus forecast. Here's Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler.
This unusually cold weather is going to come to an end. Temperatures will be warming up a little bit each day. But as for tonight, cover up those delicate plants. Again, a frost advisory is in effect. Lows will drop to the mid to upper 30s under clear skies and light winds. Partly cloudy to mostly sunny on Tuesday. Highs in the lower 60s. Wednesday, 67 degrees. Thursday, 70. Friday, mid-70s. Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 70s. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550, KTRS.
It's 55. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News, and at 6:06, you're up to date. Our traffic report is sponsored by Midwest Bank Center. Paul Ford is in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. And things looking good on the highways now. Eastbound 40, send out at the Poplar Street Bridge. South 270, on the go from Manchester to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, a little sluggish at 79. Westbound 40 looks good from Hampton to Hanley. This report brought to you by HungryAgents.com. If you're selling your home, don't pay 6-7% commission at HungryAgents.com. Full-service realtors in your area compete for your listing. You save thousands at closing. Visit HungryAgents.com. Paul Ford at the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. You've never seen a bank that looks like this. Come visit our new location next to Annie Gunn Smokehouse in Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center, member FDIC.
Missouri got $230 million from the Department of Homeland Security to make us safe from terrorism. Sounds great, right? Well, when News 4 went to see how the money was spent, we were in for a big surprise. Tonight at 10 on News 4. See why, in spite of the millions given to our region, we may not be any safer than we were 4 years ago. And why critics are calling this a tremendous waste of tax dollars. Wait until you see what happened to the money. It's a News 4 investigation. Tonight at 10. It's a new, groundbreaking episode of Monday's most-watched show, CSI Miami. You'll start by seeing how a crime ends. Guns drawn. Get down on the ground. A child in the middle. All on the steps of the Miami courthouse.
The girl belongs to me.
But just wait until you see how it all began.
I got angry. Angry enough to kill?
Don't miss the first of four new CSI Miamis in May. Tonight at 9 on KMOV, Channel 4.
Oh, it's been the longest day. It feels so good to finally be home and look at my beautiful new room. I'm going to kick off my shoes, feel that new soft area rug, and curl up on my beautiful new custom-made sofa. Oh, it feels so good and relaxing. The color, design, and the expertise that went into these custom window treatments, it's overwhelming. My decorator at Sunshine Drapery and Interior Fashions chose unique accessories and wallpaper perfect for my room, and she managed to stay within my budget. I made the right choice when I chose the decorators at Sunshine Drapery and Interior Fashions. There is no place like home. I love the look.
Shop with one of Sunshine Drapery's expert decorators in Missouri on Page Service Drive or the new Fairview Heights, Illinois store in O'Fallon Plaza. Call for your free no-obligation shop-at-home appointment during their grand opening sale. Call 314-569-2980 in St. Louis or 618-206-2358 in Illinois.
You'll love the look. I guarantee it.
Hey, Bob, can you give me a hand with this couch?
Are you kidding? Not with my back. I can't lift much of anything these days. Moving that couch will put me out of commission for a week.
The agony of lower back pain is never pleasant. Imagine living with throbbing pain in your back that lasts hours or even days. If you're 18 to 65 years of age and currently suffering from lower back pain, you may be eligible to participate in a clinical research trial of an investigational medication for the relief of lower back pain. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and investigational medication at no cost and may be compensated up to $600 for time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If lower back pain is bothering you and preventing you from doing the things you want to do, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. Radiant Research, 636-CALL-NOW.
Tonight, superstar Sheryl Crow. In her first local TV interview since hitting the big time. A Deanne Lane exclusive from Life on the Road.
My heart really still belongs here.
To Life with Lance.
Any plans for the two of you?
And how she's staying true to her Missouri roots.
I have a lot of great memories of being in St. Louis.
Deanne Lane with megastar Sheryl Crow. Tonight at 10 on News Channel 5.
Mom, why'd you pick Chris to go on Wheel of Fortune's Mom and Me Week instead of me?
Well, dear, Chris has just always been better with words. And spelling and grammar.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess he was better with words and I was better at math.
No, he was better at math too, dear.
Well, all right, no, that's fair. I mean, he got the brains, I got the good looks.
Oh, well.
From beautiful Kansas City, it's Mom and Me Week on Wheel of Fortune. Contestants and their moms team up to play for cash and prizes. Tonight at 6:30, only on News Channel 5.
Join the thousands of St. Louis homeowners who save hundreds of dollars every month by calling American Equity Mortgage. Perfect or less than perfect credit, call 314-878-9999.
Auto Tire's two-day sale is going on now. Every tire is on sale from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. Save up to $100 on a set of four. Today, you ought to go to Auto Tire.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Comes when she's on top.
Wait, hold it. Is that what it said?
I think so.
Back that up, Peon. This is another piece of filth we're going to have to ban from the show. You know, they just slip stuff in. Most people don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. Terry, way to go, man. You locked right in.
Oh, that's good.
rises above, but she only comes when she's on top.
That's exactly
yeah, that's
what
it. What? That's it for that piece of trash. Yeah.
What?
Terry, on behalf of the entire decent St. Louis community, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for picking up on that.
No problem.
Yeah, that's Phil. Fun. I got to listen to that. So the paper continues to really go after Joyce Meyer, the evangelist. I'm not going to comment on Joyce Meyer. I have very strong feelings of one way or the other way. But I'm not going to go into that because I don't know her. But I know what I think is probably true, and they are really, really doing a hatchet job on her. And it made me think of something today, because this morning I was with a very good friend who's Jewish. And I just happened to say to him, I said, you know what I just realized? Jewish people, people make, you know, jokes about they're stingy and they're cheap and they're always trying to get money. And you never see a rabbi telling people to send money to the Jewish religion.
They don't have that. Yeah,
scan the dial. You're not going to see a rabbi up there. So come on in. Come on, $20, $50. If you pledge $1,000, never. Isn't that interesting?
Very.
Yeah. The Catholic Church asks for money. The Protestants, the evangelists ask for money. The rabbis don't ask for any money. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Since they're the ones that people like to say are always after every penny and every dime. The other thing I want to mention before we move on here and we get Reggie McDaniel in here is I'm confused by this thing. They had the article this morning about this 16-year-old who last July killed this guy on the road. He was the guy that was killed was just going home. Going home to Manchester from a friend's house, apparently just a real solid citizen, just graduated from college, had degrees in marketing and management, boom, instantly dead, because this 16-year-old at 3:30 in the morning is driving a Dodge Durango the wrong way on Kings Highway near 44 at speeds up to 80 miles per hour with his lights out. And the numbskull, 16-year-old, who did the killing, was driving with his lights out at 80, had four boys in the car with him, 12 to 16 years of age. Now, here's the part I don't get. Here's the first line of the story. It says, a 16-year-old who killed a man in a collision while fleeing from police in a stolen SUV could face 25 years in prison. And when I read it, I thought, okay. And then it says, unless he behaves in the juvenile facility.
What?
So if he behaves in the juvenile facility, he won't have to go to prison. Hey, he was 16 when he did this. Nobody will ever convince me that a 16-year-old doesn't absolutely know when they're doing something.
The difference
stupid.
In right and wrong.
Yeah, and in this case, I can see. I've been in situations in my life where I wasn't sure what was right or wrong. Am I doing the right thing? There's no 16-year-old who doesn't know he's driving a stolen vehicle. You know you stole it. You know you're doing 80. You know it's 3:30 in the morning, and you know your lights are out, and you're going the wrong way on Kings Highway. Nobody is not responsible at that age for doing something like that. And when I read that if he behaves in a juvenile facility, the sentence will be suspended.
What?
You want to go to prison? Yeah. It says right here. It says if the 25-year sentence was suspended, and he will now go to a juvenile detention center. He'll come back in front of a judge when he turns 17, which will be next month, June 30th. And then he goes before a judge at 21, and then they decide if he has to serve out the rest of the sentence or not. And it's possible they could go, you know what, you behaved yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Young man, you go on out there.
Meanwhile, that young man snuffed out, life snuffed out, gone.
Yeah, he's dead. And the guy who was killed, Gary Alter, was 24, and they've got his mom's quote in here. She said, this is my son. And she showed a color photograph. He says, he's not just some dude you hit with a stolen car. You killed a star that night. A graduate from St. Louis University in 02 with marketing and management degrees. A gifted student. Spoke multiple languages. Worked his way through school at McDonald's. And gets through, and the next 2 years later, this idiot kills him. And if he behaves,
it'll be okay.
It'll be all right. Mm-hmm. There's another great message for all 16-year-olds. They read something like this,
And they go, well, shoot, I need to do all the bad stuff I can while I'm 16. Nothing will happen if I behave after I kill somebody. That's all. I couldn't let it go because I saw it and I had to mention it. All right. Let me do a little biz and we'll get Reggie in here. Oh, before that, real quickly. There's a magazine and it is called, I have it right here. Let me get the cover. It's a travel publication and it's, Midwest Traveler. All right. And obviously it's about travel in the Midwest, current edition. And on the cover, they talk about great vacation destinations in the Midwest. In fact, it says top Midwest vacations. And then I opened it up, and what they've done is they've picked four cities, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Chicago, and St. Louis. The shortest article with the least smallest list of things to do is Chicago, the biggest city.
There's not much to do there.
They gave the most space, and we should be pretty proud of this, to St. Louis.
Yeah.
Over and above Chicago. I mean, if you didn't know anything about the Midwest and you read this, you'd go, wow, you know what? Forget Chicago.
Yeah.
If you're sitting
in Tokyo and you're coming to the United States, you want to know where to go.
It's almost twice the size of the Chicago section. And this is what I pulled out of here that I found really an interesting statistic. Grant's Farm, and they kind of zero in on Grant's Farm, is an absolute must if you have a family. It says this is ranked by Parenting Magazine and the Zagat Survey. Zagat is about the biggest, most credible travel outfit. They both have ranked Grant's Farm as the seventh best family vacation and attraction in the entire country.
Wow. You know, I haven't been to Grant's Farm since I was like 10 years old or younger. And I've never been to Anheuser-Busch breweries. I mean, there's certain things that
you should
slap yourself for not doing.
I'll slap you. You can't slap yourself the way I can.
Come
over here, man.
There
you go.
Yeah, we just went Saturday.
To Grant's Farm?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I haven't been there in a while.
Meaning your honey and you?
Yeah.
Went to Grant's Farm?
Yeah, so you don't even have to have kids to go.
Seventh best attraction in the country for families. And they're open now. They opened last month, April to October. 1,000 animals from 6 continents and the Clydesdales.
They have 2 elephants now, 2 African elephants.
Well, if you've got 1,000 animals, I think elephants might ought to be
in
there.
And you could still feed the goats.
Yeah.
I love
that.
So pretty nice article there about the St. Louis looked pretty good in there. All right, Reggie's on the way. And maybe that's one of the reasons he wants to move back here. You know,
probably. What do they have? Coors.
Denver.
Coors. Nothing.
And some snow when you don't want it, and unpredictable weather, and a radio station where guys talk while you're trying to do a bit on our station. Rude radio people. Reggie's on the way. I want to thank everybody for over the years keeping me apprised of the progress of bandanas. And if you've been with us for the last 8 years. And that's how long we've been here. In, May, June, July. In 2 more months, we'll be here 8 years. And if you've been with us, you've noticed that along the way, we'd have people go, hey, Frank, I got some good news. Fairview Heights is getting the bandanas. Hey, Frank, I got some good news. Collinsville's getting the bandanas. Hey, they're getting the bandanas down here on Dorset, Maryland Heights. Hey, there's bandanas in Sunset Hill. I mean, people literally look for the next bandanas. And then people have, and I know this for a fact, called and written to the bandanas folks saying, we really love to have a bandanas in our community. Are you ever going to be coming here? I never mentioned this very much, but you really have to see this. Their website may be one of the slickest websites I've ever seen in my life. BandanasBBQ.com. Whoever put that thing together, it is a fabulous website. BandanasBBQ.com. So smell that smoke.
BBQ.
Was he spelling barbecue?
Yeah, let's give him another chance. And Mike, this is so simple. It's 3 letters. I'm going to do it. BBQ. Try it.
A-R-I-M.
BandanasBBQ.com. Smell that smoke. Let's go to Denver. Man who's trying to escape from Denver and get back to his roots. Where his mama lives, and where Bandanas lives, and where his favorite radio station is, and his favorite audience, Reggie McDaniel, who is brought to you by Metro Lighting. There's another website you need to visit, MetroLightingCenters.com. See their locations, see their inventory, find out a lot more things you probably didn't know about Metro Lighting. Hey, Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing great. Reggie. And if I remember, your goal was sort of to get here in June. Hey, man, it's May.
Yeah, I know.
How's it going?
Still ain't heard back from nobody.
So you literally, if you don't get a TV gig, you're not coming here?
Not to live.
Well, what about...
I got to replace my income.
Okay, but what about replacing your income another way besides television? Television's unstable anyway. Yeah, they'd get you here and they'd let you go after 90 days.
You could be a male dancer.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got some clubs on the east side.
Yeah, that would work.
Now, really, seriously, that's a pretty... you know, there aren't many available positions in TV. What else would you do?
There's got to be something fun.
Well, what's wrong with radio?
Wrong with radio. I plan on doing that.
But a full-time radio gig.
Even full-time probably wouldn't replace. I mean, radio doesn't pay. At least not here.
What are you talking about?
Not in Colorado. Hey,
then you obviously haven't worked at this station.
Yeah.
Well, have you replaced your research business is pretty much full-time, right?
Well, during the day.
Right. So you've pretty much replaced that if you would move here.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So
it's just one more piece of the puzzle.
Can I just ask you, give me a range of what kind of other money you need to fill that gap to get here?
Well, probably between $1,500 and $2,000
a year.
A month. Yeah.
So if you can find an additional $1,500 to $2,000 a month, you're back here.
Yeah.
How about Larry Connors and Reggie McDaniel news team?
Vicki Newton might have something to say about that.
You got something there, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, now that the word is out, and you never know, what'll probably happen is a competing station. Is going to hear this and snatch you up and steal you away.
I can't believe Channel 9 hasn't contacted you.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, public TV, Reggie.
Sure.
Oh, no, I haven't. I didn't even send. I didn't know you had a public TV station.
Oh, sure we do. Yeah, public television. That'd be a great, but you could do some really good work there.
Yeah.
All right, we put the word out now.
All right.
And the TV people are listening. They always do. What do we have today?
The Kingdom of Heaven.
Ooh, that sounds really nice.
Jeremy Irons. Mm-hmm. Orlando Bloom.
He was the original choice for the remake of Remington Steele.
Jeremy Irons.
See what I did there? Iron and Steel humor.
Yeah, metal.
Metal humor. You've heard of metal music? Metal humor. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
And the man who played Schindler.
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 From Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson?
Liam, him.
Yeah. Are you drunk today? Are you drinking?
No.
Well, go drink.
I don't drink. I stopped drinking back in Panama when I woke up in a washing machine, but that's another story.
Well, maybe it's time to start back. All right, so Kingdom of Heaven.
Kingdom of Heaven.
All right.
This is the first of the summer epics. This is a huge movie of the Crusades in 1100, trying to take Jerusalem. But there's a peace between the Muslims and the Christians occupying Jerusalem. Christians have taken over Jerusalem.
Reggie, we're concerned about you.
Yeah.
You don't drink to get away from your problems.
No.
No. It's the story of the Christians. Living in Jerusalem, and this is before Richard the Lionheart. The Christians living in Jerusalem, and they have a truce with the Muslims who live outside. But that truce is broken because of different things that some of the Christians do, the Templar Knights do.
What?
This
sounds really...
Well, you know about the Templar Knights, right?
No.
Sure, I think everybody does.
I mean,
but those Reggie, the ones that...
You know what, Reggie? For the people who don't know,
because
we do, why don't you tell those people?
Well, the Templar Knights were crusaders who was looking for the chalice of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones who are said to have found the cup that he drank at the Last Supper.
Yeah,
the tradition has it.
The
and
Holy
that's
Grail.
The ones they talk about in the Da Vinci Code.
Oh.
The ones they talk about in the Indiana Jones.
Monty Python
looked
for
stuff
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Right, Dan?
Yeah, they did.
Monty Python.
But they are an actual historical organization. Mm-hmm. They actually did joined the Crusades, and they did go to Jerusalem to fight. Well, because of some of the things they did in this movie, the truce between the Christians and the Arabs, or the Muslims.
The truce will set you free.
Well, that seems to be good. Hey, I don't like most epics. I just don't. The exceptions were Gladiator and Patriot, Mel Gibson's Patriot. And what was the other? There was another
Braveheart.
Braveheart, yeah.
Braveheart, yeah. This is more along the Braveheart lines.
Uh-huh.
You got some great battles, but it's not. That's not the whole focus of the movie. This really is a good movie. This is one that you sit back and really enjoy. The only problem for some people, it may be a little bit long because it's 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Not too long. 2:15.
Yeah, but most movies are less than 2 hours.
Yeah, but other great epics have run 3 hours and they've done real
exactly.
well.
Exactly. That's the thing that I did like about this.
All right. Well, really good. It doesn't translate. We have to have it in ARD. So many.
I gave it out of 4. 3.5. ARD.
Oh, respectable, because he's real stingy with 4. Here they come.
All right, Dan. And for the ladies, Orlando Bloom is looking really good. The other ladies in the movie.
Reggie. Terry.
I said the other ladies was telling me.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, Reggie.
Not as good as I look to you, though.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Bye, the rest of y'all.
That sounded conceited. All right, Dan. All right, Dan, goodbye.
There it goes.
This is a good thing to close with today, because what a lot of you might do if you're pulling in the house right now or close to home, when you get home, get your last paycheck stub and find out how much you're paying for health insurance. Most people overpay for health insurance. They get a policy at work. They think, I'm part of a group. Okay, I'll jump into that plan like everybody else. And in many, many, many cases, they're overpaying. And nobody knows that more than Vincent K. Blair. This is what this man does for a living. He's done it for about 15 years. And he is. I love to meet people who are really good at what they do. I don't care if it's jewelry or, you know, construction. In this case, being a health insurance expert. He does it every day, all day. He talks to people who are curious if they could save money, whether or not they could save money on health insurance, and he'd love to talk to you. You have nothing to lose. And like a lot of people, you may be stunned to find that you can get health insurance for less money than you think, with the same good coverage that you know you need. You won't lose any benefits or coverage, but you can just flat out save money. If you're self-employed, you might want to call Vincent K. Blair. If you're on COBRA, you might, and I'll tell you something else. You don't want to wait around to the last minute with this, because if you're without health insurance, there's no company in the world that'll say, "Oh, you're out without insurance. We'll cover you today." That's real tough, and I think almost impossible to get. So then you're hanging out there with no health insurance, and so is your family. Not good. So whether it's for the family or just you, check and see what you're paying, and then call Vince Blair. Doesn't cost you anything, and even if he can help you and save you money, still won't cost you anything. You don't pay him. You know, it's a service that you can't possibly know as well as he does. Vincent K. Blair, and in Illinois, let's not forget, folks, if you're in Illinois, you bet, you can call him too. Vincent K. Blair, 314-961-ALL-7s. 314-961-7777. And he has a website, vincentkblair.com. Under B in the business pages for Blair. We're coming back tomorrow, right after 3 o'clock. Hope you'll join us. Till then, have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me.